Oh, there we go. We're in the DealsInD.com studios to kick off another week, and we open with Sweet Home Alabama for a couple reasons. One, I was watching the Showtime documentary, If I Leave Here Tomorrow, about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It's great.
That was good. I watched the other one on Netflix, too. There's two different ones.
There's one on Netflix?
Yeah, I don't know why.
This one's worth watching.
I thought it was good. It was an hour shorter than the Netflix one.
Oh, it's 2.5 hours?
Yeah, it was over 2.5.
I'm sick of long documentaries.
I like this one. I like the Gary Shandling one. That was about 4 hours long, and I somehow hung through
True.
That one.
Yeah.
You like the subject, but yeah, the other one was tighter, definitely.
Like the Eagles documentary, I would have watched that if it was an hour, hour and a half, even though I hate the Eagles.
You know where
4 hours, I'm like, eh.
Where I think the stuff like the Eagles goes wrong is they act like people care about what happened to them after 1990, and nobody does.
That's what's great about the the Lynyrd Skynyrd one.
Showtime one, yeah.
It really does stop at the plane crash.
And that was really, I hate to say it, but that was the end. Although they had three members who had left the band who came back because they weren't in the plane, and they helped make that continuing Skynyrd band sound pretty damn good, and they did really well.
Brandon and I were talking about them before the show, because we both really like them. But I love that first album, and then after that, I'm just kind of, eh.
I thought Second Helping was good.
It's okay. Well, that's got Alice, Sweet Home Alabama.
And Street Survivors has some great songs, too.
What's Your Name?
I don't know. Those I got burnt out on that song and that smell. Because Riff used to play all the time.
They were pop. Those were pop songs.
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd made good pop songs, and they made great rock songs like Freebird and Tuesday's Gone and
First
Simple
album,
Man
first
and
album, First Album.
Give Me Three Steps is a pop song. Is that on the first album?
Uh-huh.
That's a great tune.
I'm trying to think of what their later hits were. That Smell. What's Your Name?
Alabama was on the second album.
Alabama.
Double
was
Trouble
on second
was one
helping.
Of their later ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good songs. The third album is the one that's really kind of lame.
And they talked about that in the documentary, what a disaster it was recording it.
Yeah. They were all pretty seasoned boozers. They've been in bars for 7 years before they got signed, really. Yeah. So, but what was interesting was the next morning I'm watching the last hour of the Netflix one because it was so long, and I keep seeing Ed King popping up. And I'm like, hey, Ed King, he was on Strawberry Alarm Clock, which I thought was interesting because I remember Incense and Peppermints is such a great song. So I'm looking him up, and it says Ed King died 8 hours ago, the story. I'm thinking, he died while I was watching the flipping documentary.
maybe he watched the documentary and saw how much he didn't fit in with the band.
It was really weird. No, he didn't. He's noticeably separate from the band in a lot of the photographs.
And really funny.
He was a California guy trying to fit in with a Southern rock band, but they all acknowledged that Ed King really made a big difference in their sound.
It's funny you say that because when I was a kid, my mom had the Essential, the Greatest Hits album, and I would always look through those just to look at the pictures and everything. And I was always like, who's that one schlubby
fat
dude?
Guy, yeah. He's got a fat face.
And he stops, he stops showing up in the pictures later on, and that's Ed King. They gave him the boot.
Well, I keep...
He
you know,
quit.
He quit in 75.
He quit?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they kicked him out.
Go home to mommy.
Here's the part about him quitting from the Showtime documentary.
Let's just admit it. I mean, it was the 70s, and there was lots of cocaine.
There's a guy that looks like you, by the
alcohol,
way, that worked for them.
Promoters would always backstage
so
provide... cases of scotch and whiskey and beer.
Somebody's
and
saying that Bob Burns looks like Mike Clark.
And Marlboros. And,
you got the long hair part in the middle.
The
drummer.
The nut job. I
think sounds a little like, he does sound a smidgen like
every
Mike.
Every cigarette and drink everything provided and eat what they wanted and throw the rest against
that
the wall.
That guy looks like you.
Oh, great.
I think it's their traveling manager.
That was our road manager's duty
to
carry a briefcase with probably $250,000 cash to buy the band members out of
there's
jail.
There's a resemblance. That's pretty funny.
Really mad.
He's not as bad looking as the guy that was on the news.
Upset over destruction.
But the road with Skynyrd was always just an absolute.
They filmed themselves giving each other shotguns.
Put cigarette butts in each other's hair.
Billy had very curly hair, and Leon would call it his briar patch. So Leon would take these huge drags off a cigarette and then waft it into Billy's briar patch. So it looked like Billy's head was on fire.
They put lipstick on each other while they were asleep and did that on a commercial.
He's got really weird hair.
It wasn't like that.
In Europe, you leave your shoes in the hallway. Leon thought that it would be a really good idea
to take a number two in some guy's shoes that were outside of his door. I don't even want to know how he did it. Anyway, this man starts to slip on his shoes.
Goddamn,
he's goose-stepping up and down the doggone hallway, screaming at the top of his lungs. And now, of course, everybody in the hallway is looking out their doors. And so it's not obvious to this man which long-haired hippie nutcase did it. Of course, later, you know, Leon, I did it.
I think the whole demolishing of the hotel room is so childish. Life was bad enough on the road where you couldn't get any sleep. At least like to have a nice bed to sleep in once in a while.
Boring.
Ed King had a total different mindset than Southern country dropouts who weren't very literate, and he was college educated. He didn't really fit in as your brother on the road.
What? He'd be around these college educated assholes.
$100 worth of Slim Jims, you know?
Oh, this is kind of bullshit what Ed King did.
Briefcase, and then you're driving for an hour or two hungry. So he'd sell them to us, but he'd double or triple the price. I'm giving you the Slim Jim for $1.50 instead of 25 cents, you know?
Ed!
A lot of times he was stingy with his drugs.
Ed!
We were in New York City. And I was
LSD. Me for being a fucking businessman.
I didn't trip a lot, but every once in a while, I'd get my hands on some window pane, some Owsley's, you know, lysergic diethylamide. And we were having a photo session. This monkey roller skates in across the dance floor. He jumps up on the table. Alan hands the monkey the bottle of Jack Daniels, and the monkey just turns it up.
I don't make monkeys.
And Alan's looking at me with this big smile, like, you know, I'm going, there's a monkey drinking Jack Daniels that just roller skated into the room. Okay, I'm good.
There was one place in Waterbury, Connecticut. I'll never forget it. And we had our first bus. Somebody had let the brake off, and the bus had careened through the parking lot over a sports car. It threw the gas station and lodged into the bank. And I thought that was hilarious. And that was, I'm sure, on.
Hold on to your dick!
Okay, so I'm a hypocrite. So I thought some of the destruction was funny.
So Ed likes that, but he doesn't like the trashing of the hotel rooms.
Well, he's college educated. What do you expect? I did want to mention Incense and Peppermints because it was a... Can you play a little Incense and Peppermints? Yeah, just the intro. Ed King did write the guitar parts for that song for...
Oh, fine. Sorry. You didn't want that one?
Not really.
Right. So bummed.
Incense and Peppermints is Strawberry Alarm Clock, a psychedelic rock band. And they had a guy there to sing backing vocals who was in a friend of theirs' bands called The Shape. He ended up singing the lead vocal as a guest, not thinking the song would ever go number one, and it did. Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Smack that intro, by the way. Many things I can't define. Occasions, they didn't even put him in the band.
The guy that sang it?
No, he wasn't even in their band, and they didn't put him in the band.
Who is he?
His name is Greg Munford.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. He was 16 years old.
Did he start a band with his kid? Mumford and Son?
Maybe. Possibly. It's Munford.
Oh, same difference.
How ridiculous.
But Ed King ended up quitting because Ronnie and his guitar tech, Ed's guitar tech, got arrested in Ann Arbor, Michigan, of all places.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that, what that was about.
And so he didn't have his guitar tech for the next night in Pittsburgh, and he broke two strings on Freebird.
Ooh.
And he was so mad he fucking quit. Which
I love this place. Hello, Pittsburgh.
Do you think maybe he regretted that? I don't know. It sounded like it was just kind of getting to the end for him anyway.
You know what's weird is that you know, reading the story about Ed King's death and seeing that another original member of... There are so many Lynyrd Skynyrd members between the guys who quit, the guys that came back, the guys that played after...
It's overwhelming.
The plane crash, the guys that came back after the plane crash who quit or were kicked out while they were the original band. It's just, oh my God, it's... I can't even imagine the graph of their whole history. It's quite something. But what a legacy, and I guess it is over. That was their last tour this summer, so they say. Johnny Van Zant said they're packing it in, and they certainly did cash in nicely from 87 to 2017. And they were good. I heard they were a good road show. They just didn't make any new music. It was meaningful.
That was surprisingly.
Ricky Medlock's one of the guys that joined later.
Yeah.
And he was with the band early, but he wanted to play guitar. He was drumming.
Right.
And who's that dude?
He goes, I want to play guitar. See ya. And he didn't join the band.
Blackfoot. He started Blackfoot. Exactly. Blackfoot was a pretty big band, too. No, he's a talented guy. There was a lot of talent in and out of that band.
I mean, how cool is that for him to go, I don't want to play drums. I'm out of here. See ya.
It's kind of a, you know, some of these guys, usually when somebody passes on somebody, I go, oh, you idiot. But look at Marky Mark. He skipped New Kids on the Block and made his own mark somehow.
Well, isn't the third Van Zandt, what band is he in? He had a big band. Aren't there three of them?
You know.
Wasn't it Double Trouble?
Oh, was he in Stevie Ray Vaughan's band?
I could probably, if there's the only way.
Tell you what, there's some badass Southern rock. That's all I can say.
38 Special.
38 Special. That's what I was
saying. Donnie Van Zandt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's crazy.
Well, we'll get into some of the major goings-on in the world in a minute, but you want to bring up the security guard who's fired for recording his farts at work. This is one of the most incredible collection of farts. Someone went to his Instagram and edited them all together. And I guess it went viral, and the guy gets fired for recording stuff on the job, which is bullshit. He just recorded his farts. He didn't record anyone else.
Look at that picture. I thought, when I first saw it, I thought he was wearing a wig because of how his hair is, like over his ears and how big it is. He's a big guy. He calls himself Paul Flart instead of Paul Blart, security guard.
Yeah. There's some really good blasts in here.
This is Jim Bentley circa 2009.
True.
I like the faces he makes at the camera.
Well, it's better than playing Game Boy all night or playing computer games or...
Well, after a while, I feel like he's just peering at you. The way he stares at the camera.
Oh!
Oh, gross.
You can see his haircut over the course of the 6 months.
Oh, God.
Oh. Did you end up watching his getting fired video?
No, I didn't.
He filmed himself getting fired. He knew he was getting fired when the guy wanted to talk to him.
Oh, boy.
I think his boss is kind of a dick to him.
Yeah, I want to see that.
So we're going live. About to get fired from my job, probably.
I sent him an email to him, waiting to hear back from him.
You got some nice sunglasses.
Hey,
loves wearing that uniform.
Listen, we need to talk, man.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's a bunch of pissed off people here.
Okay.
Okay. What are you doing with your phone?
I'm recording, sir.
Why are you recording?
Because.
Take it off.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
You're not going to record me wearing that uniform.
I'm not recording you, sir. I'm recording me, sir.
Okay. You can turn it off.
Okay. Well, so you're firing me anyway, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
keep.
You need to turn it off.
If you're going to fire me, I'm done.
Okay.
So I can just walk out of here right now, and then if that's it.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys are going to fire me, like, what's.
Well, you do realize that you're on a client's property.
Yeah.
Wearing our uniform.
100%. I'm not going to argue the facts of you getting, you know.
That's what thing. Now, again, it's come to our attention that you've recorded yourself in our uniform on the client's property.
Never showing any logos or anything, though.
He didn't.
I'm not going to argue with that. That's for an attorney.
That's fine.
Here's your write-up.
Okay.
You can read it. If you want to dispute it, there's plenty of room down here. Or on the back side that I left for you.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want to dispute it, that's
fine. How nice
fine.
Of you.
He's not that big a dick.
I have asked
I mean,
you to stop recording. You're refusing. So what I need you to do is go ahead and read that.
Okay.
He's obsessed with them recording this.
Can I not see this?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's really good for a security guy to, in terms of imaging, to be recording his farts.
Okay.
Well, no. I'm not disputing the fact that he
got fired. Securing
something. I'm not disputing the fact that he got fired.
75 times using something that you knew that you shouldn't be using.
Okay. So,
using.
That's fine.
The phone,
because he did 73 separate farts.
Somebody counted them?
Okay.
I mean,
I think he had that many
irrelevant,
posts.
You know, at this point. For sure.
Okay.
Security.
That's it?
Yep.
We're all done here?
Yep.
That's it. We lost the job, guys.
Talk to you. Talk to you.
Yeah, sure. You can have this.
shirts off to George.
They get in an argument because he's talking to his fans.
I'm just going to leave the property.
That's fine.
That's fine.
But stop recording now.
Okay.
While you're off the property. You're off the property.
All right. So that's it, guys.
You are on private property.
That's it. We're done. Off flight. We'll continue in the future. Please stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
I'm asking.
Appreciate all of you. We're done, brother.
He was demanding his badge.
I like that dude.
I do too. There's an interview.
I don't know if I'd be in a hurry to hire him.
In the front lobby of this hospital. One day I had a fart. Everybody farts. Everybody does it. And, you know, nobody was around. It was kind of later in the evening, you know, 7 o'clock or something. And,
he did it because of the acoustics.
You know, I let one rip. And, you know, I got a nice full, you know, sound. And that was great. So the next time, the next day or a couple days later when I had to, you know, fart again, I took a video of it, sent it to my group chat with my buddies, you know, from back home. And they're like, this is too big for us. More people need to be, you know, in on this.
This is friend's fault. I love that it's captioned.
How long is this story?
There's a minute left.
So we get through some of the farts over.
Yeah, there's text including like the rest of it. Of course, people are sending them videos
of them taking people, you know, just like in toilets.
They're sending pictures, you know, of shit in toilets.
The unsolicited fart videos. That's it. We lost the job, guys. That's it. But yeah, I didn't think I'd be, you know, intercepted in the parking lot and serve termination papers, you know, in the parking lot and threatened with legal action.
He maintained that his gas never affected his work.
I was never neglecting my duties to post a fart video. You know what I mean?
Call me old-fashioned. I don't think I would want Drew Franklin to hire him
for
ProvincialArms.com.
No, I wouldn't.
Who would be sponsoring Facebook if we were on Facebook today. And Drew's doing really well, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we got a new advertiser coming.
Yes.
Scott, who used to be in our world.
Radio sales.
Yeah, he's in real estate now. He's going to be sponsoring the best of.
Scott!
With that's actual audio of someone yelling at Scott, working for Coldwell Banker.
Yeah.
So we're pumped.
Thank you.
Can't wait to get started. Yeah. I hope it's happening since I just gave him a plug.
Well, I mean, he hasn't even been invoiced yet.
No. I'm aware of that. But I was just just mentioned Drew on Drew's off day.
The idea that we have to invoice people is really weird, isn't it?
Yes, it's very strange.
Doesn't seem
it. All of it seems very strange to me to this day. Hey, our appearance at Mesa is less than a week away now. Saturday, 4 to 7, college football immediately following. I assume the giant screen there. Well, I'm just going to say that it's going to be on because Riley's going to be there.
Big bummer for Michigan football today.
Tarek Black hurt his ankle or his foot?
Broke his foot again.
Oh, broke? Wait, it's broken?
Yes, broke his foot again.
Oh, boy.
Expected to miss multiple games.
Oh, bummer. So
the hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
Who's the backup?
I don't know. They're really thin at wide receiver.
Are they? I thought they had a couple of
other guys. Oh, no, they're very
guys.
Thin.
What about the guy, Grant Perry?
He's still there. He's the
a
slot.
Ball player. He's not bad.
He's the slot.
He's in the slot.
Donovan
okay.
Peoples Jones.
He's got two. His name. I can't keep the names and tenses together for that guy. It's Peoples Jones. Both are plural.
Just call him DPJ.
Okay. Well, anyway, that game's at 7:30, and I'm sure people will still be very interested in that. And of course, there's music that night. We talked to Henry from the Spinners. Mm-hmm. On Friday, they're playing at 7. Eddie Money plays after that. There's music on Friday. Friday night is a great night with Art Alexakis and Everclear. Yeah, so
it's just a fun event anyway.
Yeah,
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
And meanwhile, of course, we're on Facebook, the Drew and Mike Show. Like us over there. Rate us over there.
Hey, we should be on Facebook Live there too, for a while. Not for
well,
the
that's
whole
not
three
a bad
hours.
Idea.
Should do that.
Cool. And like us, or rather rate us on iTunes. And listen to us anywhere you can. Meanwhile, Zot M59 Dodge Ram and Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep continue to rock the Deals in the D summer clearance event. During their summer clearance event, lease the new, completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab at $248 a month. The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit. Somebody just emailed us and bought one over there. And I don't know if Matt's got a bird dog or not. You lease it for $248 a month at Zot M59 Dodge Ram 248. Did I hear
a brand new fucking motor, a brand new transmission, and brand new wheels?
Exactly. Did somebody say Jeep? Well, during Zion 59 Chrysler Jeep summer clearance event, you can lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. People love the Jeeps. They're just not that expensive. This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay, plus much, much more, and it can be yours for just $199 a month.
Go to my glove box, shotgun shells, and duck calls.
For a flippin' 18 Jeep Cherokee, it's pretty damn good. Check out their ridiculous summer clearance event specials and massive inventory at dealsindy.com. Meanwhile, I'm wondering if... you suppose little Lily's going to be driving? Jeep?
I hope so. For the full family's sake, it just that's a relief.
I still want to hear Kathy's side of things.
Oh,
I think there's more to this story.
I don't know. I think that's a bit of a relief, though. Tom doesn't have to be driving kids all over the place. He can relax in that chair and tweet and watch Seinfeld and Batman. You know,
I just
really,
want Kathy.
This is really funny how things work in my mind. I was sitting at home and I got really mad at Tom out of the blue because it's one of those things.
What?
I should have said this to him. Remember when he's talking about talk shows and how they put the applause sign up?
Yeah.
He loves shows with laugh tracks.
Well, there's no explaining what angers Maz.
But it just popped in my head. Like, God, I hate laugh tracks. I'm like, Maz loves shows with laugh tracks.
What's amazing about Maz is how unrighteous he can be. He still loves O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
He loves what a great running back he is. The murders mean nothing to him. And yet, a talk show applause track bothers him to no end. The fact that somebody's telling the audience to applaud is absolutely unfathomable to him.
That's really funny.
And whatever Al Michaels did, I still don't know what he did.
No one knows.
Is that because he was on the O.J. call when he was in the chase?
Yes,
maybe?
Yeah. It was a totally farcical call.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call.
Dr. Roche, they're back in the boob business. Well, they're always in the boob business, but they're back promoting it heavily, offering a special for the upcoming month. And in fact, Trudy was talking about using your own fat to increase your breast size. Boy, I thought that was funny that I didn't know much about that. I'm still determined to learn more, and she's not here to talk about it.
Why
but
not?
It sounded quite impressive, and what a natural way to get that done. Plus the other things they do with the silicone breast implants and whatever suits you best, and offering a special now at the offices of Dr. Roche. And boobs, boobs, always boobs, boobs.
Your boobs are huge.
I don't think they would like to consider running the place without boobs. They do a lot of boobs. They do a lot of lipo. They do all those crazy lasers. They're doing great things with lasers with the BBL treatments. They're making people younger. They're taking away stretch marks. They're doing removing tattoos and hair and all those things and doing it without pain. It used to hurt to do that stuff. But boobs is always very much at the center of Dr. Roche and what they do. And boy, people feel differently when they get rid of this thing they feel self-conscious about or they don't like what's happening with age. Boobs, boobs, always boobs. Call for a consult at 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or D-R-R-O-C-H-E. And, you know, I was going to start with John McCain today, but, you know, we should...
Death, because that's all that's in the news today is death.
Yeah, death is...
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, it is a heavy death day. But I wanted to mention first, on a happy note, Alan Trammell got his number retired at the Tiger game, and they had a real nice tribute to him. Those things are usually, you know, unless the team's in first place, they're just sort of a way to fill the house a little bit and do something nice in an otherwise disappointing season. But I thought it was a really heartfelt thing.
To that point, I'm surprised they don't do it on a Wednesday night.
You know, I wonder if the embarrassment of having 9,000 people might have been overcome by the desire to do right by Tram, who's such a good guy. Played 20 years with the Tigers. They gave
incredible.
Him a framed picture with all his baseball cards, and he is one of 19 guys who the back of his card has one major league team for 20 consecutive years. It's
dumb question. I feel like I should know this. Is that the record for Tigers most seasons?
Al
Kaline, what did Cobb and Kaline have?
Al Kaline and Alan Trammell both had 20, I believe. Yeah. I'm not sure. Kaline might have more than 20 now that you say that.
Greenberg missed a few seasons.
Yeah, Greenberg was in the war.
And then ended with the Pirates?
Yeah, Greenberg moved on. I don't think he would have made 20 anyway, but
I think he's the most underrated Tiger ever.
Hank Greenberg?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree. He hit 307 home runs in a very short time. Hit 382, I think, for his career. And he, of course, was in World War II for 4 years.
Plus, he got a lot of shit for being Jewish.
Yeah, a lot of people felt he was walked multiple times. He had 58 home runs with two games to go, and I think he was walked six times in the last two games because people did not want a Jewish player to break Babe Ruth's record.
12 years he played for the Tigers. He missed three for the war.
Just three, or was it parts of a fourth, maybe?
Yeah, parts of the 1941 season. He only played 19 games that year.
After his MVP season, too.
Okay, Al Kaline, 22 years. Alan Trammell, 20.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing. And honestly, Al Kaline's last year, he played a full schedule, drove in 64 runs, hit 262, hit 313 in his 20th year. He could, I mean, just a model of consistency, just like Alan Trammell.
Cobb had 22 years.
And
two in Philly.
Lou That's Whittaker. A lot of homers.
Lou Whitaker spoke, and Kirk Gibson spoke, and it was really well done.
Did the crowd boo Lou, or were they saying Lou?
They were yelling Lou.
Oh, okay.
They seemed to just cheer him. I didn't hear a lot of Lou. I was a little disappointed in that, actually. And now
they're saying Boo Earns.
As for death, I guess I might as well go ahead and kick it off with Jacksonville had a gamer. It was a gamer event or convention or something.
It was a Madden tournament.
Yeah, Madden.
Oh,
football.
Madden tournament.
Yeah.
And someone came in and killed four people that we know of?
Shot 11, killed four. He's dead, by the way.
Who is he? What is going on with his ass?
It's early. It's really early. There's a lot of moving parts.
Do we know anything?
There's a lot to unpack.
Can we stop any of the moving parts?
Well,
while you're unpacking?
Right, yes. Out of the gate. Kind of jumping onto Twitter, there was one individual who people seem to be jumping right on, because he had tweeted this morning, it's single elimination day, I want to kill someone. And so his Twitter page had just gotten bombarded with people, and then ultimately it got suspended while Mark and I were looking for maybe the suspect or whatever. But since then, there's been a second.
So is it
gamer.
A coincidence that he said, I want to kill someone, and he's not the guy that shot all the people?
I don't think it's him, yeah.
You know, after every one of these, there's just kind of a mob justice, let's find out for ourselves. And
right.
So they always try to find the person. And then,
well, the guy's dead. I mean, it's not that hard to find out who it is.
Well, they know he is a white male.
Yeah, and now they seem to think it's a guy named Raven, what is it called? Raven Champ or
is
something.
Is he a gamer?
Like, Yeah.
He lost today.
Oh, he lost.
And he's a member of the NRA.
Oh, we already know that he's a member of the NRA? Was he chanting NRA as he was shooting people?
I have no idea.
Has David Hogg made a comment yet?
David Hogg, by the way, is under fire. Did you see that?
No.
Because he said he wants the old-ass Democrats like Nancy Pelosi to get off the plate.
He's right, though. I just don't want to hear it from a 17-year-old.
Well, the way he said it is really, really obnoxious.
Yeah, he's a
and
dick.
His know-it-all bullshit is just more than anyone can take at
this
point.
He's a 17-year-old dick, but he's right.
Well, he might be right about that, but that's not how
I'm
it works.
I'm fucking 17.
You don't just say, get off the plate, and people, oh, Nancy Pelosi goes, oh, David Hogg wants to take over, I quit. No, because they want those benefits, they want that power, they earned it, and they want to keep it. And that's all they live for. No, they don't really care what happens to America.
Know,
they care about keeping their jobs.
If it was Rachel Maddow, no, that would just be like nobody would hear it. People go, yeah, that's Rachel Maddow.
The response wasn't all that rough, considering it was a very ageist comment. I mean, suggested that old people can't do the job.
We're not going to let that fucking happen.
I don't know, fuck him, whatever.
Well, so we do have
I loved reading about his 7-year plan, though. I'm so impressed.
It's so going to bubble over.
We have the audio here. It is...
this is the shoot. This is real audio.
This audio kind of... It sucks.
Joe Rice down 7-0 after the first...
I can't believe there's announcers. Does Maz hate this guy?
Got a lot of good games going on
today.
It's
a lot. It's going to be hard to get them on screen. It's
not
a lot.
It's not a tough out today. Excuse me, not an easy out. Oh.
This whole tournament was live broadcasted on Twitch.
Did these guys return to the microphone?
No.
No, the video cuts, you know, they're showing the game and then they're down in the corner commenting on it. And, of course, it just says, controller one, disconnected. So whoever was playing just ran off with a controller. Seriously, Shishel, thought too, the way it bothered me that both teams playing against each other in that clip were Atlanta. Atlanta was playing Atlanta. The Falcons were playing the Falcons.
It's really annoying.
That wouldn't happen in real life.
That's a great series issue, Shell thought.
It's probably not the teams that I would choose to play in that game either.
I disagree with that, though. Good passing attack.
It's a pretty chilling sound, I got to say.
It's fucked up, Drew.
Yeah, it's really... I'm sure a lot of people, as many times as they've heard about it, until you actually hear how insane it is. I mean, Jesus Christ. And you think it's over, too, and then more shots come.
Yeah. Well, you can hear the
guys. Video games, the movies, the internet stuff, I get to see things that you'd be amazed at.
You know, and the insanity of this whole business of gamers making lots of money, there's something kind of funny about it. I mean, whatever. If people want to pay people to do this, it's just that these people are very young. They're immature. This guy loses a game, goes and shoots the place up. Another guy.
I know, can't he just throw his controller like we used to do when we lost?
Yeah.
In a huff.
We all know about losing video games. Another guy who was kicked off YouTube, and I'm not exactly sure why, but he got in his McLaren. He's 18, and he owns a McLaren.
What a beautiful, beautiful car.
Yeah, and he drives head-on on the highway. He commits suicide by hitting another car and killing a mother and her 12-year-old daughter.
An asshole.
An 18-year-old gamer who was angry because his advertisers could no longer be on YouTube paying him gobs of money.
Nice killing two people when you want to go kill yourself.
Well, nice wanting to kill yourself over, you know, what would it be like to be 18, not making hundreds of thousands of dollars? Oh, my God, I don't want to live.
He clearly is nuts and has a lot more going on, but why are you killing? Like, can't you just hijack a plane and drive, fly it around and then kill yourself?
Isn't this kind of like child
the old days?
Isn't this sort of like child stars, though, becoming fucked up as they get older? Yeah. Like these social media people, what's going to happen when they don't look so great and all of a sudden people go, I don't think I'm going to like that picture anymore. What happens to the Kardashians?
They're going to go to the Dr. Roche and say, I'll be making me like my old picture.
Not quite the same as being 18 and having 15-year-olds follow you, I don't think. But I will see. I wish him the best, of course.
I want to see him. How much do you think that car cost?
A McLaren? That's over $100,000.
That was a $200,000car.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I knew it was
a 650S. This one says its base price is $459,000.
Great investment, by the way, for an 18-year-old.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
That's incredible.
By the way,
I hope those two people, their family, sues the fuck out of his estate.
They will. Not a bad time to bring up the Aretha Franklin estate, which I was reading about over the weekend. They are saying that her estate will quadruple just because she died.
Oh, because of streams and downloads. And
yeah, and people, exactly, the money that will be paid for Aretha Franklin-related items.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Her 30 Greatest Hits is number one on iTunes, and Respect is the number one song right now.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yeah, there's a new entry into the spelling of Respect, isn't there?
Sure is.
I didn't think anybody could beat Al Sharpton.
R-E-S-P-C-T, that's what I want from me. R-E-S-P-C-T, that's what I want.
R-E-S-P-T? Rest.
Wait, the second spelling was R-O-E-S something, wasn't it?
I think my favorite part.
R-E-S-P-C, that's what I want from me. R-E-S-P-C-T, that's what I want.
R-O-S-P-T-T, I think.
I think my favorite part is, that's what I want from me. That's what I want from me. One more time.
R-E-S-P-C, that's what I want from me.
It's a lady being interviewed, and her friend is with her, and her friend looks at her like, what the fuck are you talking about? There's a lot of news about her urethra, too.
Yes, there is, but just let me finish this. Her estate, $11.2 million, is exempt from tax, which is double what previously was. Everything else is taxed at 40%, and there's no getting out of it. There used to be ways to do that. Not anymore, but still, 11.2 is exempt. Then deed records show she owns three homes in Bloomfield Township, her main home in Turtle Lake, a gated community just west of Forest Lake Country Club in Bloomfield Township, near Justin.
I like turtles.
Near Justin Abdulkader's home. I'm sure he's delighted.
They're great neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they had a lot of common.
Shared recipes.
Franklin's two-story colonial home has 4,700 square feet in the main floors and 3,100 square feet in the basement.
Wow.
She got a studio there? Three bedrooms,
is
four
it
bathrooms. It's if they list the square feet, it probably is, right?
Well, you're always supposed to list them separately, unless there's a door, right?
Yeah, and it's finished. She bought the house on Turtle Pond Court in June for $1.8 million, but its value has fallen. They say it's worth $1.3. Does that mean the house is skanked?
Well, yeah, she uses it for storage.
Well, she owns another Bloomfield Township house. I think the one on Lone Pine and Telegraph. Isn't that the one where the bobcat was?
Yes.
And probably still is?
In the piano pool.
That's the storage house. That one's valued at $1.2 million. The home has 4,150 square feet and 3,150 in the basement.
She loves her basement.
She always has more bathrooms than bedrooms, too. It has five bedrooms, seven bathrooms. The other one has three bedrooms, four bathrooms. She had a third home on Wickford Court in Fox Hills subdivision near Opdyke Road and South Boulevard. It has 2,200 square feet, 1,154 in the basement. It's worth $270,000. And then she sold a fourth home to Joe Dumars just recently for $625,000. Wait, she owns a home on Hamilton in Detroit, abutting the Detroit Golf Club.
Yeah.
She bought the 6,200 square feet, five-bedroom house for an undisclosed amount. That's listed as a value of $350,000.
I thought she lived in Riverfront.
Come on, your house sucks.
She does.
She not, does she just does. Buy a house and say, I want that old one, and
I don't
just
know.
Leaves? Or does she
I think
rent
she,
them out?
I think she forgets she even has them. Like Pitbull apparently forgot about a house he has in Miami that's turned into a house of skank. Yeah. I mean, the front door is a front door of skank. There's so many notices on it of complaints and stuff. She's been sued 30 times for unpaid bills.
Aretha?
Yes. That was the report in 1999. She was sued 30 times for unpaid bills, among those who claimed she didn't pay her dentists, accountants, lawyers, limo drivers, tax collectors, as well as a songwriter, dressmaker, music arranger, moving company, landscaper, home inspector, the guardian for her mentally ill son. She sometimes paid her debts belatedly. That in the book, it said that she insisted on paying her own bills, that her sisters begged her to get an accountant, and she refused. You want somebody else to pay your bills? You get somebody to pay your bills. I pay my bills. When somebody gets my money, I pay them.
Have you seen the house that she has in Memphis?
No.
Where she was born?
No, they don't even mention that.
Oh, what a dump. What a
She probably forgot.
Just a total dump. I don't even know who owns it, but they're going to try and turn it into a Graceland.
Yeah,
but,
boy.
But it's not. Graceland was a mansion where he lived at the height of his. This is where
these
she
was. These dumpy houses, I know. It's just not that exciting to go
here,
see
look
them.
Look at this picture. Let me turn this. And it's got a big plaque in the front saying, Aretha was born here. Mm-hmm. Look at that shithole.
Smells kind of gamey in here.
They could start by not boarding up the windows.
I know, and of course, immediately people write, always RSPT. Find out what I'm saying to me.
They have somebody, a circuit judge, who says, she's a wonderful artist who shouldn't be handling her own business, but she always has. She just doesn't have time for it. She doesn't realize the kind of bad press she gets from not dealing with it. She needs a manager. She needs a lawyer. She needs professionals, but she usually doesn't talk to them until it's too late.
Gee. I wonder what Aretha's response would be to that guy's opinion about hiring people.
You want to hire people? You hire people. No, she didn't.
She probably had all those people and then fired them.
Well,
fired.
Apparently, she always paid her own bills.
That's crazy.
She forfeited two Bloomfield Township homes to the Oakland County Treasurer for delinquent taxes, only redeemed them a month later when she paid $19,000 and $11,000 respectively. She forfeited the third house before paying $8,600 to redeem it last year. The state of Michigan put a lien on one of her homes in November 2017, claiming $27,000 in unpaid income taxes.
Wow. I'll turn the goddamn house down!
Many creditors are still seeking payment from Franklin. January 23, Bowen Paving Incorporated placed a construction lien on Franklin's Bloomfield Township home, claiming it was owed $4,700 for paving work. The asphalt supplier also added another lien, claiming it was owed $1,449 for materials.
I remember the asphalt.
I told you my father-in-law did work at one of our homes.
Did he get paid?
Years ago. I think he did, but he told me what a dump it was.
Yeah, boy. Was the bobcat there? Was that the bobcat?
I don't know if it was the... I got to ask him. I don't know if it was the bobcat.
And then PETA has, I thought, raised a great point. They would like the furs donated to them. I know.
What are they going to do with it? The fur's already a fur.
My fur coat dies with me.
She's being buried in it.
I buy a plane seat for my fur coat. You want fur, you buy a fur, PETA.
What happened to it with the coat?
What do they do with old furs?
I don't know. They claim Mary Tyler Moore gave them their fur, her
great,
furs.
Great, good for her.
Anyway, but forget it. What a rude thing, by the way, to ask her family. She's just died, and they're like, yeah, could you give us the furs that we wish she hadn't bought in the first place?
Are they going to put,
put them back on the
back
animal?
Back on an animal.
Yeah, I guess the animal's alive, running around with no fur.
With a fur coat on?
This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
I love the idea of repurposing the fur for another animal.
I know. And Detroit, by the way, isn't it time Detroit came up with something like Liverpool has come up with, like Graceland, something that people actually go to like crazy, like the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You got Aretha now, you got Stevie Wonder, you got the Jackson 5, you got all this music here, and there isn't, I mean, I
realize. It'd be perfect if she was part of Motown Records, because then she could have just been there.
But it could just be Detroit, somehow, and Motown should certainly be a big part of it. But look at all these people and all the people that revere this music, too. I think we could do better with our car heritage also.
Better than the Henry Ford?
Yeah. I don't know. Could it be more convenient, maybe? Somewhere downtown?
It's not that far from that. It's just really too expensive.
I thought the Henry Ford was cool, but I would like to see. Does Henry Ford have, for example, does it have every model they've ever made?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, just it seems like it'd be cool if there was some simple way to look at all
the cars. They have there. Trudy and I were talking about this off the air. They have Charles Carroll's RV.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
And the one that he visited his second family with?
Exactly. I was there with Julie for, I think we went for that Titanic exhibit, so we're walking around, and I had to explain that story that he used this RV because he had a whole nother family no one knew about.
I know. How did he keep that quiet?
So then I had to show her a picture of him. She's like, that guy?
I know.
That guy had two families?
Yeah, he did. They loved him to death, too, both families.
Mm-hmm. So that was the RV of two families, which no mention of it made on the like placard about it.
What?
You've probably never even heard of our family, huh?
No mention. Come on.
Did you see who's speaking at Aretha's funeral? Which, by the way, the Westboro Baptists are going to be there protesting.
Wait, why does Aretha, what's Aretha do about with gays that makes you?
No, she just lived a whorish lifestyle, according to those idiots.
It doesn't seem like there ought to be some way to stop these dopes.
Yeah, but, you know, they're just really
the motorcycle. Can't the Hell's Angels come in and round them up again? Remember, Hell's Angels came and counter protested and shot them up.
Yeah, the honor guard usually does that, which is a great thing, just to drown them out.
She's not a Christian.
Just tired of the stupid Westboro Baptist
Church.
Yeah, but
it's not like a lot of people are joining up with them.
No, they're not. Well, that's the thing about these complete idiots and assholes is it's very small group. I think a lot of times they get too much attention.
If they
were just ignored, people would probably fail. But although I'd love to see these people shouted down.
They also did a parody of Prince's Purple Rain. You want to hear that?
Who did?
Westboro Baptist.
Never took the time to warn my brother.
At least they got somebody who could sing.
I should have been a faithful Bible friend.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Now it's too late, no way for me to recover.
They do parodies?
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Time has done, I've met an awful end. Eternal pain, sulfur rain.
Eternal pain, sulfur rain.
It's not even a good rhyme.
Eternal pain, sulfur rain.
Prince!
Here's what they had to say about
it. It's no more okay to be gay than I am Aretha Franklin. If this lie gets repeated enough, though, it becomes true.
What does that mean?
I was too busy trying to figure it out. Yeah, he missed his original point.
He's not Aretha Franklin, and I'm not gay, so what's your point?
True in the minds of worldly men. Consider the scripture. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Homosexuality and other brands of sexual perversion were the reason for the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that destruction is set forth for an example to every other culture that would embrace that filthy sin as acceptable.
Yes, Prince again.
That vile sin has even been referred to as sodomy, for centuries.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
It's not okay to be gay.
Okay.
No, the other guy speaking at her funeral is Bill Clinton.
You know, I knew a president would be there. I didn't know which one, but I knew at least one president. Aretha is that big.
Why is he the one, though?
Oh, I had a feeling. It was funny because somebody said, well, which president? I was talking to somebody at the bank.
You would think Obama.
And I said, I don't know. I could see Bill and Hillary Clinton going to that wedding. And Bill Clinton, of course, he'll love it. He'll be on the stage. He'll insert himself. It won't be as bad as Madonna, but trust me, he will say when he was 13 that something happened with Aretha Franklin.
Well, like, remember his big
lie?
Or
he met her or something.
His big lie about Rosa Parks.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous.
It was on the back of the bus. Yeah, sat in the back of the bus to honor Rosa Parks when I was 16, me and my friends.
No, he didn't. No, it's such bullshit.
No way, but there's no way to prove him wrong.
I know. No, it sucks. Listen, he'll have something like that with Aretha, I predict.
Here's who else is speaking. Eric Holder, the former attorney general.
Boring.
Rick Snyder.
What? Oh, come on. Why do politicians always fuck events like this up?
It's all politicians.
Oh, that's disgusting. You know,
Mike Duggan?
No, 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 no.
Brenda Lawrence, the U.S.
No.
rep.
Thanks, Mike Duggan.
The U.S. rep for 2 months. Isn't she the only rep for 2 months?
Oh, come on. She was on city council, wasn't she?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Brenda Lawrence is a U.S. rep. The one who got elected is Brenda Jones, who's
Brenda
also
Jones.
Speaking.
Right. Oh, please. Really? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh. And the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Oh.
And Mr. R-E-S-P-I-C-T himself, Al Sharpton, will be speaking.
Oh, stop.
What a
show some
boring funeral.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
You know, they have great performers at this thing.
Smokey Robinson's going to speak.
Shame.
That's cool.
Smokey should speak. And so should maybe somebody from Atlantic Records.
Is Clive Davis still alive?
Is Jerry Wexler alive? Probably not.
Is Clive Davis alive?
Clive Davis is alive.
And I think he's.
You know what I totally forgot? I had this thing on this documentary on Clive Davis. Did you know he's bisexual?
What?
Yeah, he's into dudes. He got
what
divorced.
What guy would find him attractive?
I don't know. That was the weird part. It's just a man. I was like, oh,
wait,
God.
What girl? What woman?
I know. The whole thing is weird. The idea of him being sexual at all is enough to freak anyone out. And then to find that to know that he's with dudes and chicks. Ugh. He got divorced in 85 and he.
Ugh.
You realize that he could be in love with a man. And
okay.
Was,
well, good
was
for
a
him.
Dude for 17 years. He's with some new
what?
Dude for 6 years. Is he still doing that?
Did that guy get a record deal? The guy that he's with?
I don't know. They didn't get too specific. I was glad.
I had no
idea. They very briefly brushed over. Even the documentaries were freaked out by it.
I think it just freaks me out to think of him as being sexually active at all.
Yeah. That's what I said. I feel the same way. Sorry. It's just weird. It seems like he should be asexual. But
or just having sex with Whitney Houston.
Weird.
John McCain in a second, but first, Dr. Yaldo wants you to know that he is busily fixing the vision for all of you between the LASIK and the multifocal lens implants. Of course, Eli wants you to imagine you had to reattach your hand every time you used it. It's like watching someone with reading glasses, put them on to see something up close, take them off to look away, then put them back on, then you can't find them. People are always losing reading glasses, of course. Maybe they're sick of it. Reading glasses, regular glasses, contacts are a pain. They're two wonderful ways to free yourself of these ancient technologies. And that's Dr. Yaldo, who is the most experienced eye surgeon in Michigan. If you're 40 or less, custom LASIK could change your life. Nearly 100% of patients get 20/20 or better. If you're 50 and beyond, multifocal lens implants are amazing. Read the tiniest print, see everything with precision, and never get cataracts. These surgeries take minutes. They're painless. Nothing to fear. My sister's getting the multifocal lenses in a few weeks, and she's very excited. Get a free evaluation. Call 800-398-EYES. 800-398-EYES. YaldoEyeCenter.com. And
two more criminals were brutally apprehended by a masked vigilante police are calling Nerd Batman due to his glasses.
And Luke Nowacki wants you to know you should have a plan. You should be thinking about a plan if you don't have one. Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 and something and change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place when saving for retirement. Some people may believe it's never been worse, but the truth is it's never a bad time.
It's never been worse.
To reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement you want. Now, the stock market did it hit an all-time high on Friday or close
well,
to
a run for bull.
Record.
It's the longest bull market, yeah, for a long. I can't remember what it
and
was.
I know,
for
the Luke, most I know Luke is bullish, up. But, you know, when the market slumps, he always has a plan for that, too. He likes the dips, buys on the dips.
Up 100, up 200, up 1,000, up 150, up 90, up 63. I said, good, that's better.
I think the S&P is near its peak.
Some people just need to find their way into the market, and that's just a matter of planning. And Luke would love to help you with that. Call him at 248-663-4748 for no obligation review of your financial strategy. You might just want to look over. So many of 401ks they never look at. They just look at the results. Maybe the investment options are something you should be looking at. That's why Luke Nowacki would love to help you. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signator Investors, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 480-342-48663-4700.
1111111. Really?
Exactly. Of course, I hate it when politicians die because there's no politician I really have a whole lot of respect for. I just don't. I never do. I think it's always
McCain.
It's always overrated. I like John McCain later in his life. I thought he seems like a fairly good guy, and I certainly don't want to trash him. And I put out a tweet, R.I.P. John McCain, and
thoughts and prayers.
I didn't say thoughts and prayers. Oh, okay. And I got some objections, not really bloody objections, but just people didn't like him.
You know who Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, right?
Oh yes, the young
the new hot woman
that won. Who's that dude?
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Who, it turns out, projected herself as this extremely poor person, but she grew up in Westchester County, which people are appalled by now.
Horror. Well, guess what? She pissed off a lot of people regarding her tweet
about
John McCain. John McCain's legacy represents an unparalleled example of human decency and American service. As an intern, I learned a lot about the power of humanity and government through his deep friendship with Senator Kennedy. He meant so much to so many. My prayers are with his family.
So who's angry?
It seemed like a nice tweet.
Fans of hers are fucking livid about it.
Fans of hers?
Yeah, like her base, the very progressive left.
Because he's a Republican?
Because it's a very thoughtful tweet, yeah. Because, you know, McCain's biggest strike against him, I know you're going to probably say it's something different because it affected you, but his biggest strike is how hawkish he was with the Iraq War. And so, you know, her base
That. Who wasn't? I mean, look, there's a lot of Democrats that were for the Iraq War.
Yeah, but what's funny, this is what I like about McCain. If he did something that was a mistake, he kind of recognized it and addressed it and moved on, like the SNL, his best friend Charles Keating. I mean, he realized how bad that was.
Well, it's too bad. Well, the Keating Five, what they did was they sort of implied that, hey, we'll vouch for this guy, and he didn't do anything wrong, and they took large amounts of campaign contributions from Charles Keating, who was converting seniors from safe investments to junk bonds, mm-hmm. and they lost almost most, if not all, of their money. And in a lot of ways, he was kept in business by these five senators who took all this money from him. That's politics. I mean, honestly, I'm not that mad at him about it. That's just why I don't respect politicians that much, because it's all about getting money and getting reelected, and it's really not about what's best all the time. I object to a couple things about John McCain. One, I hate the label maverick. Anyone who works in the government their entire life is not a maverick. Elon Musk is a maverick.
Anybody who takes a nickname and runs with it.
I know. He was talking about the label himself, and I'm like, stop talking about being a maverick. You're not a maverick. Yes. You worked for the government your entire life.
But that's politics, just like the Straight Talk Express. They're just, you know, cool little labels.
It's political bullshit.
They all have them, like Make America Great Again.
Him being a POW, and you know, that's quite a sacrifice. There's no way to argue about that. Although some will argue about it. I don't know. He seemed like a good guy. I don't think he's special or that horrible either.
What do you argue about him being a POW?
Oh, about whether there's certain facts that I guess are in doubt, and some people thought he gave away information.
Yeah.
He was an admiral. Well, first of all, we can really go back to John McCain. He was a complete fuck-up, mm-hmm. and he got into the Naval Academy because his father was an admiral. I think he graduated second to the last in his class, which one person, I believe my father used to say, was a disgrace. My dad went to the Naval Academy, and he wasn't real impressed. Because he finished so far at the bottom of his class, and yet he was moved up, because his father was Admiral McCain.
Is that his fault?
It's No, it's really, I mean, if anybody's experienced white privilege, it's probably John McCain, because he did little to deserve.
Good for you and your father.
100%.
He did little to deserve what he got. And then, of course, when he came back from the war, he was known for flying government planes to go see girlfriends, and he knocked out the electricity in a small town.
Yeah, he's a hotshot, man.
Is it really?
He didn't have to go to the Navy. He didn't have to do
anything. But he grew up. He grew up and matured, and he was a, you know, I thought he was a, well, I don't know.
Is that really disputed, though, that when he was a POW, he refused to leave because he didn't want to leave without his men?
I don't know if that's disputed.
Okay.
But some people claim that he gave up information, that he spoke. He was a little looser with things that he should have kept private.
5 years of POW where they're putting bamboo sticks
up.
I'm
not knocking him. I mean, he couldn't lift his arm above here. He still can't, right?
His hair went white.
Yeah.
I mean,
how does he comb his hair like that? I don't know how he does it.
His wife does it.
What if he faked this his whole life? If he actually,
there were
pictures of him going, yeah, concerts and stuff.
Or they caught him at a football game. Go, touchdown! Touchdown! He goes like, changes it to this. Touchdown!
Man.
I guess
to this arm, this is as far as I can reach it.
If I have another objection with John McCain, it's that he brought me into Sarah Palin's world, which I never wanted to be in. And now I know Sarah Palin, Bristol Palin, Levi Johnson, his stupid name being tattooed on his arm, Trip Palin, Trick Palin, Todd Palin, the son that beat the shit out of Todd Palin. The baby mamas, the
Dakota,
baby daddies of Bristol. I mean, God.
I can't stand Sarah Palin and that whole universe. However, he did not want her.
I know, but he took her.
He wanted Lieberman.
And gotcha interviews. I would have never heard the term gotcha interviews if it wasn't for Sarah Palin. So I'm going to hold off on my anger, John McClane, my outrage at him being called a maverick, because he seemed like an okay guy. And, you know, whatever. I just, this idea of putting politicians on pedestals is not my world.
It's a very low bar.
Oh, it's a very low bar. And by the way, they were pointing out that he died 9 years today. The lion of the Senate, Christ. Ted Kennedy, died. The wonderful, admirable Ted Kennedy, who's such a piece of shit. Whatever.
Nice eulogy.
Shiny and
Ted, where you at?
And splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Gone too soon.
There's another controversy with his passing.
I do want to say, too, that as he got older, he got better. He was a guy that was, I thought, or maybe everybody else got worse. I don't know. He was very immature as a young man, and you know, probably being a POW had a lot to do with it.
He was a rhino. Have you seen that?
No.
Republican in name only. Some really conservative people.
Why I hate politics.
But that's the game he was in.
Whatever. There's, you know, he's a guy who, if there were more John McCains, we probably could get more things
done. Get shit
done,
yeah.
Yeah, and we can't get anything done now.
There's a state senator who lost a primary to McCain. She's trying to get his seat or flake seat, one of those. And it was reported that, I think on Thursday, Friday, that he wasn't going to take medication or...
Yeah.
It was basically the beginning of the end, and she had a conversation, a tweet, DM conversation with somebody about, oh, gee, I wonder if this is a coincidence that he's ending medical treatment when I'm about to launch my bus tour before the primary on Tuesday. Some chick.
Are you kidding?
No. And so now somebody took that and said, oh, it's still out there. Actually, I don't know if it was a private message. She might have put it on Facebook.
You, that's all you care about.
She made the suggestion in response to a Facebook post by a campaign ad, then deleted it, but of course, everybody already had it screenshotted.
Should we make some phone
calls? Pretty stupid by her. You'd have to know the second he refuses medical treatment, he's going to
He's going to die any second.
Asshole.
He did go fast.
No eulogy for, who's the other person that died today?
Well, Ed King, John McCain. There was one more.
Oh,
rock and roll, I think. Was there a rock and roll death besides Ed
Neil
King?
Simon died.
Oh, whatever.
Just kidding. Gone too soon. Robin Leach died, too.
Yeah, Robin Leach. That's it.
Quite a...
Yeah. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I like Robin Leach.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah.
He seemed like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of IRS numbers. Some of these are old, but a couple of people said they've called them multiple times and somebody always answers.
I don't know. Does the IRS work on Sunday?
That IRS does.
That, yeah, I think that IRS is open.
I think that IRS office might be open now because it's Monday.
You want to try? You want to try a couple while I read the spots, and that way, if they answer, I can just.
I think
jump
we,
in.
We might have to make a call to London again to apologize on behalf of another American.
Oh, that's a disturbing story.
You got all these from people?
Yeah, those are just emails in the last like 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah, the IRS is very busy going after people. That reminds me.
It's a busy time of the year.
There's scamolas. The new scam is to hit college students right before the semester starts and say, your classes will be dropped. You have to pay this bill right now on the phone.
With a Kohl's card. Isn't it Kohl's they want this time?
I think Kohl's cards was one of the ways you could pay. I think it was one of the more common ways. And a lot of students are doing it.
Morons.
I know. Yeah, well, they're afraid they're going to get their classes dropped.
Call the school then.
You know what the schools are saying, which is what everyone says, is we never conduct this kind of business over the phone.
Yeah.
Just like the IRS says, just like everyone else says, should people just stop doing any business on the phone? Would that be a good idea so we can all get no at one time?
Won't they do business on the phone if you initiate the call?
Well, yeah.
Not the IRS.
I could buy tickets to a football game on the phone.
I could buy
concert tickets on the phone.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff on the phone.
But yeah, you're right. I'm initiating it. It's nobody. When anybody's selling anything to you, even though there's a lot of charities that really hound people on the phone, and those are just boiler rooms where the charity gets like $5 out of a $1,000.
Yeah, the University of Michigan. They got a boiler going on.
Oh, there was a boiler room?
Your mama pussies?
I get calls every once in a while for me.
Did you dial somebody?
For my current student.
Oh, really?
Hey, we noticed you donated 20 years ago. Care to donate again?
Hey, there's the Hall Financial hotline. Wide open.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
Click the link to Hall Financial if you want to refi your home, you want to take money out of your home, maybe you want to buy with little money down or shorten the length of your loan, anything involved with a refi or a mortgage. Hall Financial. And they sponsor the Hall Financial hotline. And then there's that summer Ford sales event, which is in full swing. Go ahead, keep down, Brandon. I'll hear it if it rings. And that means the hottest deals and the lowest payments of the summer. Better still, Maz has returned from his umpteenth vacation and is ready to get back to working hard. Hello?
Is not available.
Oh?
Okay. He's working hard his part-time schedule at Zot Ford and Holly. He has worked, I think, 11 straight work days 12. To celebrate his triumphant return, you can lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $133 a month, or lease an 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 as low as $161 a month. Finally, lease a new 18 Ford Explorer as low as $177 a month. Oh, there we go. Still offering 0% financing, too. Plus cash rebates on select new vehicles.
Hello?
Yes, sorry, I got a call about owing some money. Is this the Internal Revenue Service?
No.
I just am trying to pay off my debt. I owe quite a bit of money. Are you the person to pay?
No. Uh-uh.
How much do you want?
Yeah, you got the wrong number.
I guess I'm supposed to get some gift cards to you, some prepaid gift cards, and I just need to meet you or whatever.
And you need what?
Aren't you the one I have to give the gift card, the prepaid gift cards to pay off my debt? I owe the government a lot of money, and I really want to get this squared away as soon as possible.
Nope, wrong person.
So my debt's cleared? It's really not? I don't owe any money?
You got the wrong number, sir. Sorry.
Well, this is the number that I received. I just dialed it in there.
Sorry, wrong number.
Okay, so then don't call and say I owe a bunch of money and scare me like that anymore. I recognize your voice. Lady!
I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets.
What was that from?
It's Trump.
Who is he talking about?
Hillary. No, he's talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
South Ford's sensational summer sales event ends August 31st, and so do all the ludicrously low payments. I think calling people during commercials is a good way to keep people through the commercials, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Surf their ridiculous deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then Drew Franklin, of course.
Aww.
Another listener who is looking for your business, and Drew says he usually is exchanging drops along the way to getting your business. For the entire month of August, Prudential Alarm is offering a free camera with any home alarm for $99 installed. You get a home alarm, 3-door contacts, 1-motion, LTE radio, keypad, key fob, and free camera. You can arm, disarm, look in, and check on your home or business all from the same app. To schedule a free security analysis, visit PrudentialAlarms.com or call 800-252-0368. Ask for Drew. Tell them the podcast sent you. Call Prudential Alarm for any residential
or... you have dialed is being investigated for unlawful use or other fraudulent activity.
What? Never heard that before.
All right.
The number you have dialed is being investigated for unlawful
wow.
use. Wow. Sheesh.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Call Prudential Alarm today for any residential or commercial security need you have. If you can think it, they can protect you from it. Prudential Alarm offers alarms, cameras, locksmithing, access control, even security officers. Call them 800-252-0368 for literally any security need you have. Or text Drew direct at 248-469-5258. Hello? Yo?
Hello?
Yo?
That was weird.
And we'll be back with more right after these words.
248-469-5258 for Drew, and ask for the Maz Deluxe Limited Edition Alarm Package today.
Commercials have the power to change the world.
None of those work. Do you want to call the hotel to apologize?
Yeah, we could do that.
On behalf of another... None,
is that all the IRS numbers?
I got two more.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, dial another one.
Oh, there were a lot. I've already done quite a bit of them.
Are you getting
tired? How about the Lions, by the way, Friday night?
What about them?
They look so shaky.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They really do.
Exactly. Same old...
109-yard field goal return.
I know. Isn't that great? They won. They won the game. What are you talking about?
I know. Then 80-yard punt return, too.
I was watching it. I think it was at the end of the second quarter. I go,
leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key. Yeah, that's
weird. Watching it in the second quarter, I just go to myself, I'm like, why am I watching this?
I really haven't.
Why
even,
am I have wasting paid, my time watching a preseason game?
I have not
game.
Watched one preseason game. I've watched about 5 minutes altogether. I have no interest. Preseason means nothing anyway.
It's
although,
not even
when, you play really, when you play really shitty, it's, sometimes it does mean something. Matt Patricia, after every game, says basically, oh, we sucked.
Yeah, they have. We saw. But Matthew Stafford had another girl. Yay.
He did, yeah.
What did he do?
Congratulations.
Another girl. Yay.
Oh, yeah. Good for Matt.
I think he's bummed.
Yeah, I think he probably is bummed. I think
twins and one girl, so he has three girls.
Well, not
now.
About his girls.
Oh.
I'm sure he's okay with
it. I know, but he's a pro football player.
That's true.
It's probably a small part of him that wants to
girls.
He's not as bummed as that one dude. Is that Gordon Hayward? Was that him? Who?
I love that video.
Oh my God. Opened up the box. Yay, it's a girl. Yay.
I don't think anybody's bummed as long as the kid's healthy.
Yeah, that was. I don't know if I'd be real happy if I were the mom. And
yeah, but that's just Gordon being
bummed
Gordon.
Out. Well, yeah, I guess if she's okay with that, I'm fine with it.
I think she's fine with her situation.
Before I make another call, I just want to mention that Nathaniel Abraham is being tortured in his solitary cell, according to his attorney.
His attorney, by the way, who was hired by Nathaniel Abraham's supporters, which you were wondering, where
are
all his
where
supporters?
Are supporters?
Now
why
we know.
They're not as outspoken as they used to be. We don't know who they are. And
stop breaking the law, asshole!
And he's enraged because he's in solitary 23 hours a day, and he says they're picking on him because he fought with all the police, and he did. They tased him. He fought through the tasing. He's there's something very powerful about this dude. Well, we saw the moves he was making when they were chasing
him.
Don't
tase me, bro!
Why doesn't this lawyer just put up his bond then? He has bond. He could be out right now.
He had $25,000, yeah. So I don't know why he doesn't put up the money. So,
Where are the supporters?
Exactly.
Where's the Nathaniel Abraham defense?
And they feel, apparently, they're making a big deal out of the fact that he has also fought with officers inside the jail.
No,
and he also was in, he was in the general populace, and he was masturbating openly in front of the group.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
Now, recently?
Yes.
This guy beating off so much.
I don't know. I got to tell you,
is he beating off like crazy before?
You know this guy's going to get out, and somebody out there is the next victim of this guy. I don't know who it is.
Beaten
he,
off.
He murdered at the age of 11. He was put back in prison almost as soon as he got out when his big rap career was going to start. And as soon as he got out, he did manage to survive his probationary period, which is amazing. And then he's whipping out his hard dick in front of some stranger.
Just thinking, can you think of a worse place to beat off than in general population?
Well, it sounded like he was trying to fight people in the general population, and nobody was biting, but there were some verbal altercations which they were upset about. Then he beat off in front of the group.
What?
Let's see your penis.
That was his response?
I guess so.
That's not a response.
Abraham dropped his clothing, masturbated in front of trustees and other inmates, prompting him to be placed in an area where others couldn't get to him.
Ugh.
Cave block areas that a one-person cell is used for inmates who present a problem or a threat to others or themselves. We don't take this matter lightly. We wouldn't have him here if he behaved himself. I'm amazed. How does this guy have supporters? It's just the weirdest thing. It's like, think of all the people that don't have supporters.
What do you get out of supporting him? I don't know. I could see maybe
it's like a pretty lonely gig.
I see originally, yeah, you're going to support him because an 11-year-old killed somebody, whatever. But how do you stick with this idiot?
He has fought with people wherever he is. He wants to fight. He wants to fight the police. He wants to fight people in juvie. He wants to murder people when he's out. He wants to beat off in front of everyone.
Frankly, if I was supporting him when he was 11, I would have given up well a long time ago.
I thought the suit he wore to court, just as much as people say,
look good.
How can you judge him? And it's like, I don't know. That didn't send a great message.
But it looked good. Don't wear that outfit again.
I didn't even like it.
Speaking of beating off in weird areas, did you watch the Jeffrey Dahmer Murder Made Me Famous?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, God, it was really good.
Was it good?
Yeah, the recreations are phenomenal, especially the guy that had the that he was trying to make into a zombie.
Oh, yeah, drilling his head.
I forget a lot about Dahmer because, what was that, 91?
Yeah, that was way back. I remember I just
15 or 16. I remember where I was when the story broke. We were on a family vacation. And my dad, bless his heart, would always show me like news stories. He goes, hey, check this out. On CNN.
Yeah, I remember Zip and I were quite intrigued by it.
I'm trying to, your Comcast is having an issue. I'm trying to queue it up, but the I didn't know that the guy that he drilled the hole in his head.
That's the Laotian 14-year-old, isn't it?
Yes. I didn't know that he was the brother of the other Laotian kid that he fondled and actually got thrown in jail for a few years earlier.
Yeah, I think, didn't Vernell mention that?
Did he? Oh boy, thanks for listening to the podcast.
He did, yeah.
I think he did.
Totally missed that.
I heard that.
Yeah, Vernell was a wealth of information.
Yes. He was barely on the show, though.
Really?
Yeah.
He was poorly represented by that guy. That guy did not look like Vernell at all.
The very first thing I think he said on the show, on the Murder Made Me Famous, was he wanted to eat his hands and his penis.
Vernell said that? Yes.
Really? Talking about Dahmer wanting to eat some guy's penis. It's like, what? First time they showed
Vernell. Well, you never know what they're going to keep. You gotta say something to get on the show.
But I forgot, too, how much Dom's hated killing people, quote-unquote.
He just wanted them to act a certain way. He wanted to program people.
Yeah. But in order to do so, he had to murder them, which was, you know, kind of the problem.
Yeah. He had some issues, definitely.
Do you wonder how that Laotian is doing today? Like, where is he?
I assume he's dead. Isn't he part of the Head and Genitals collection?
No, he lived.
He did?
Yeah, I thought he lived.
He's got to be fucked up.
Oh, maybe he didn't.
He drilled into his brain.
No, you know what? I take it back. He did not live because he took him back to the room and murdered him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he almost lived, though. The cops let him go.
I know. And he was nude. 14, nude.
He was not nude in the recreation, by the way.
He wasn't?
Serious Sister Shell.
I always thought he was nude.
They said nude, but in the recreation, he had dirty undies on.
You know, I see some 14-year-old Laotian kid with a hole in his head. I don't think I'm going to give him to anybody.
How do you drill a hole in someone's head and pour acid into it, and he's fine?
He's fine enough to run away.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think at least the police officer would call an ambulance, get that thing checked out.
Exactly.
But Dom's came walking up, explained that he's his boyfriend, and that they're just on a date.
Yeah, that was probably not a great moment in police.
Can you reset the box, Brandon?
I can do that.
I can do that.
I can do that.
You know, while we're waiting.
I can do that.
There was the really strange story. Friday night, Fox 2 led with it about the assistant principal who broke into one of her students' homes, and she's clearly going through everything looking for money, or they said she was looking for pills. I wasn't really sure what to make of it because she was going through a purse. It looked to me like she was looking for money. But either way, I was really surprised the direction the story went, which was there's a lot of sympathy for her and some supporters who are asking for understanding. And I'm thinking, what? What a weird time to ask for, I just think we've gotten so bass-ackwards about some of this stuff. Okay, I understand she has a problem with apparently, I don't know what kind of pills, but some kind of drug problem. And if she wants to go to rehab or she turned herself in or said, I have a problem, or she was led to this, that's one thing. But when you start breaking into people's houses, yeah, you're different. Crossing a line that I don't care what the fuck is wrong with you. I mean, what's next? Is she going to be holding people up? She's holding up a pharmacy?
She got away with $40. That's all she took.
Buy her a few Vikes.
Why did she pick this house?
It was her student, scarier.
But why him?
I think she had dropped him off, they said, so she knew the home, and there's surveillance in the house.
Yeah,
hey,
so
maybe
weird.
Drew set it up. It's probably one of our listeners. Probably Drew's been exchanging drops with that homeowner. Anyway, the reaction annoyed me because she's breaking into one of her students, not just any house, one of her students' homes, this assistant principal. She's an assistant principal at a school. You really want to support this person? Because not that I want to throw the book at her. I'm sure she's probably redeemable, but I don't know. Isn't this the time where you say she's in a bad way and she did something very, very wrong?
She clearly needs help, but
second,
you break into someone's house, it's a totally different kind.
Well, if somebody had been there, they could have shot her. And then I kind of had the same
reaction. Why does she still have her job?
I know, she's on leave. That's the part that pissed me off the most. I'm like, no, she's fucking fired. She's on surveillance camera in someone's home. Why is it because you work for the school system or you work for the government that everybody says, oh, well, we don't want to just fire them even though we know what they did?
It's not like she
anybody
farted.
Anybody else would just go, you're fucking fired, see ya.
It's not like she farted on that TV or on that camera.
No, that's true.
I wonder how many other homes she had broken into. How many other students?
It's sort of like molestation. You know there's not just one story.
A local assistant what other principal lines did she cross? Accused of home invasion.
She's banging one of the students. It seems like they all are.
Fox 2's Jessica Dupnack explains why police think she broke in.
That assistant principal is Amy Buchanan. She works at Smith Middle School in Troy.
She wanted something. It wasn't hers.
She was caught red-handed breaking into a student's home after prescription pills. Now, some of the parents we talked to having some sympathy for her, saying that Mrs. Buchanan clearly has a problem.
I feel sad.
She wants stuff that isn't hers.
Because she's a really nice person.
News is spreading quickly, as it does with parents.
A good guy.
Their kids'
probably
assistant principal arrested and charged. Amy Buchanan appeared here in a mugshot. This is allegedly Buchanan on home surveillance cameras.
Like this lady.
Troy police say she had dropped a student off at this home near Square Lake and Livernois, then came back later Friday afternoon looking for prescription pills and money.
I wish she could have asked for help instead of resort to something so petty.
She's basically
to ruin
a disaster.
Her career.
Tara Walters has one student at Smith Middle School where Buchanan works. Her two older kids went there too. She couldn't believe it when she heard about Buchanan's arrest. Tara says she always went above and beyond for kids.
Some of these kids look to people like her as a role model.
Yeah, that's why she shouldn't steal shit from people's houses.
Police
break
say
in.
Buchanan only got away with $40 from the house, but it landed her in court, charged with home invasion in the second degree. The school tells Fox 2 she is now on administrative leave. We asked why she was driving a student home from school in the first place.
Oh, great question. We were told
she was doing so with consent from the child's
parents.
They never
thought they were going to get
breaking
caught.
Breaking into someone's house and taking anything is a criminal act. Even though I feel sorry for her, I still believe that.
Now parents like Tara are trying to find the stance you're taking there. Explain why she won't be at school Tuesday. Fox 2 News.
Wow.
You don't have to explain it. The kids aren't going to go, where the fuck is the assistant principal?
They already know.
That's all
I think
TV
she's got some very deep-seated problems.
And then, you know, this is really a different zone entirely, but the way the Ben Affleck story was treated... Okay, this is third time into rehab. I don't think he needs a medal this time.
Nope. It's very akin to Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Being a hero.
Except that Ben Affleck's 48. She's 26. I mean, at least she's a little younger. He's 48 years old.
Yeah,
he's
booze,
he's a complete disaster. He's been a complete disaster twice. So he knew when he chose this path... He knew he was going down a major binge path, and he apparently thought, I'm going to go back and manage. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to stop. And I guess the girl he was seeing was tired of trying to sort of keep him going, and she, Lindsay Shookus, she dumped him. She's she said, well, there was a story yesterday that said she wanted him to just hit rock bottom. She's like, all I'm doing is keeping him from hitting rock bottom.
Wow.
And
now he's Gardner's problem. Although they're divorced, the divorce went through.
It did go through, huh?
That's what they said.
I don't know. It was such a people act like, oh, this is so cute. His ex-wife, she went to take him to rehab, and he went, and they stopped at Jack in the Box. Oh, isn't that darling? No, he's a fucking mess. Yeah. He's not spending any time with his kids. He's just bombed around the clock. And he knows better.
The kids are better off without him.
Well, I'm sure the last 18, apparently he's been on a bender for quite a while.
Is Damon okay?
I don't know. They didn't cover that part of the story.
Is he going to break his silence?
I know. Why didn't he do anything?
Why does he have to say anything? Damon. Everyone's waiting for Damon.
You know what's funny? Are they even friends anymore? I really haven't seen them associated in any way in a long time.
Well, yeah, didn't they just recently buy the rights to the McDonald's movie that we were talking
about?
Yes,
they did. You're right.
Together, they went in on that, the Monopoly scam that I'm still pissed off about. I guess right after you had talked about that on the show, I believe it was the next day, those two had reportedly purchased those rights. So
$1 million. That's crazy.
I can't say even these Crunch Berries.
Yeah, they're pretty addictive. I'm trying to find this great recreation of the Laotian.
Now, it's definitely, that is the...
Is that the Dahmer highlight?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
There's our man.
To the left before he went into his apartment. That kind of made me suspicious.
He's not looking anything like it.
Brunel's got to be so pissed.
He was murdering people.
Why would you?
What, he calls up Dark Gable?
Yeah, Dark Gable. I love
it. Hits double digits when he takes his 10th victim. Curtis Strada.
I feel like the voiceover guys rock hard this whole time.
From each of his victims. As a result,
yeah, I think this guy wants some creative few zombies of his own.
From their skeletons.
Dahmer said he
that's the guy that drives me nuts.
To go and collect his thoughts while he
I call him Mr. Wikipedia. Dahmer doesn't ever say anything
He was on the Farrah Fawcett one.
He's on all of them.
Of depravity.
Dahmer wanted guys who were completely out of it so he could do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted to them. So he started drilling holes in their head and pouring in acid.
He looks like Dahmer, doesn't he?
Yeah. Zombie sex slaves.
Dahmer's first attempt at zombification involves 19-year-old Errol Lindsay. After his plan fails and Errol dies, he tries again. With 31-year-old Tony Hughes.
He wanted sexual control. As he got more fierce in his activities, he actually dwelled into the skull of one victim, hoping to make him a sex slave.
But these guys want to get it on with him anyway, don't they?
Yeah, but he needs to be in charge.
Well, they're a cute couple.
Nice recreating Dahmer and having a makeout with
the guys in the recreation. They probably asked for straight actors so they could just freak them out.
Dahmer drugs.
They're dancing with each other.
And attempts his twisted experiment once again.
Experiment.
Man, those are two actors having to do that. That guy's got to pretend he's Dahmer.
Whoa!
That's the part we watched. There's Vernell. I heard all the power to. Oh, here's the Laotian, dude.
Now for you.
You want to hang out? Take some photos?
That guy, Subray at Birth, the recreator of the Laotian, Subray at Birth with Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
I was going to say, Dahmer's separated with Bernard Goetz, the New York subway shooter, isn't he, a little bit?
I was thinking Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, a little bit skinny. That's a little bit of a compliment for Dahmer.
Once Dahmer drugged him, he drilled a hole in Conorak's head.
Oh, my God.
And injected muriatic acid.
Oh, my God, is that gross. Is that meeting Crunch Berries?
It puts the Joker in the hole.
Is that what it looks like when you have a hole drilled into your head?
Yep. You see three Dahmers. Oh, three unfocused Dahmers.
Oh, that sucks.
There's a pie hole.
Nice of Dahmer to use a funnel to pour acid into the hole.
Oh my God.
Because you don't want to get the acid all over the hair.
That's true.
He poured barely.
Oh, you don't want to get it on your hands.
I thought he just filled his head up with it.
Yeah.
I think that there's pretty clear Dahmer, to quiet his own conscience, I believe, would drink before he actually did the killing.
After pouring acid into the skull of 14-year-old Conorak, Dahmer leaves on a liquor store run.
I'm bumming out thinking about the actors having to recreate it.
Conorak is in such a stupor that he's unfazed by Tony Hughes' corpse, still lying on the floor from days before.
Gross.
Conorak escapes.
What's wrong? Is you gay?
He runs out of the house.
I think that's what Propecia would have said if she'd walked in.
A woman in the apartment building next door to the Oxford apartments calls the police.
Emergency operator 71.
Okay.
What's with the undies? He was not wearing underwear.
And this is a young man. He has been beaten up. He can't stand. He has no clothes on. He was really hurt.
The great he was also, running.
The police
Why is he staggering?
And Dahmer is by now outside. Remember that Penis Jeffrey looks Dahmer great. Is the master at manipulating all kinds of people, even those trained with criminals.
They're in love with Dahmer on this show.
Hey, what's going on here? This is a friend of mine.
What?
This is my house guest. Well, let's see. He's 19, sir. Look, we've had a bad night, but I can take you back to my place and show you some intimate photos if you need me to.
What?
Aaron Eckhart.
Wait, pause for a second.
Yes,
Wait. What was the point of saying I can take you back to my place and show you some intimate photos? What was that
to
all about?
To prove that it's his boyfriend.
Okay, that's enough to freak the cop out.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
I think the cop's
strategy by Dahmer, I would say.
I think cop's into it because he went back and saw some of the pictures.
Gross.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
John, come on. Now, John's had too much to drink. It's
got a hole in his head.
It's like this.
He had drilled the hole in
we
the
got
top
hammered,
of
I drilled
head,
a hole in his head, put muriatic acid in there.
Had
things got out of hand.
With muriatic acid. So Conorak was unable to
Mason
speak.
Royal.
Are you serious? Where are you going with
this? It's the witness that called 911.
Dahmer walks the police and Conorak back to his apartment. Unbeknownst to the police, Tony Hughes' body is decaying in the adjacent bedroom.
These are the photos I was telling you about, sir. And those are his clothes.
See, there's what a nice there's picture that
him.
Is. Look at that.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
There's me boo-fooing him.
We'll leave you with your boyfriend now. Take good care of him.
Mark that for a drop, Randy.
Error in judgment. The police unwittingly leave Conorak with his soon-to-be killer.
I don't think people need to know what we think when we get these drops.
In the next room.
And he had that degree of confidence that the police would believe him.
All these experts are so in love with Dahmer.
This young child and would turn
around. I also forgot
and leave
how many
alone.
Of his crimes and murders and dismembering of bodies happened in grandma's basement.
Yeah, wasn't the first murder done in his garage? I saw
first, the very first one was done in Ohio.
And he had hit the.
It was at grandpa's house. Grandma's house, wasn't it?
His dad's house.
Hit him with a bowling ball.
Because mom and the other brother were like, we're going to Wisconsin, and dad was living in a hotel, and Dom's was at home all alone. Hit him with a barbell.
Did he pick up a dude?
Barbell.
Yeah, picked him up.
Picked him up.
He claims
Man,
they got
Dom must have been a great pickup artist. He picked up more dudes. I mean, he's not that hot.
It sounded like they were really into him. Everybody was into him.
I would not think if Dahmer showed up at a bar that gay dudes would be all into him. But he something about his personality, I don't know, he had the panache.
Yeah,
he had the gay panache.
He had confidence.
That surprised me. I would not look at Dahmer and go, now there's a guy with gay panache.
With panache. Gay panache.
Or straight panache.
Any panache. He's void of panache.
He was very shy, but apparently put a few drinks in him, and he is just the coolest gay dude ever.
I'm trying to find
until you get home with him.
Trying to find this one recreation with grandma.
I would think he'd have more stylish glasses for one.
Those were cool then.
Were they okay?
That first guy he killed, by the way, in Ohio.
He looked like Aaron Eckhart a little bit. I guess Dahmer's a little hotter than I thought.
He beat off on the body.
Oh man!
And then as he dismembered it, he beat off on the body again.
And again. Dahmer. God damn it, Jeff. Can you imagine his dad every time he hears one? He's like, God damn it, Jeff.
I wondered what happened to his brother. His brother had just disappeared.
Oh, he's probably picking up chicks all over the world. Yeah.
David Dahmer?
He's probably he's doing nights at CSX. All right, here he just
got
kills.
The Dahmer panache. He got the straight version.
Here's Jeffrey Dahmer killing someone in Grandma's basement. Watch the recreation of Grandma.
He was killing these people for an hour or two of sexual pleasure. When he set out early in the evening, knew he was going to target, he was going to do it tonight. He'd get
himself
into the mood,
prepare, he wanted to have years of pleasure with him,
then go out on the manhunt.
Just early on.
What
eventually,
happened?
These people would wake up, and he would have to kill them. And then he was left with the body again. So
what a pain in the ass.
What a first world problem.
Don't make me kill somebody!
Wait, he knocked the guy out with
Dahmer's
GHB?
Dahmer's grandmother knew that something was very wrong in her home. But she was an older woman who was just trying to take care of her grandson. And she had no idea that Jeffrey Dahmer was just
membering
this
old lady looking down
the
steps into her basement.
Jeffrey Dahmer was very good
at
being a serial killer. If his grandmother asked about something, he always had the explanation.
You're the best
and
grandma ever.
And he always had an answer for everyone else who would approach him about something that seemed strange.
Then, in September 1988, Dahmer lures in a 13-year-old boy with the promise of money
Dahmer.
In return for photographs.
The first Laotian.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, so I'm a photographer. I wanted to see if I can take some photos of
you. Look at that panache.
I was doing a little photo shoot with some other people around the corner. We were looking for somebody about your age.
He does turn it on when there's a dude around.
Dahmer drugs the boy. But before the narcotics take effect, something unbelievable happens that leads the police.
Dahmer really underestimated this family's tolerance for drugs. Because this kid, before he passed out, he already started molesting him. And that's why the kid, it brought the kid back. And that's why they reported him. And then his brother was the one that got the hole drilled in his head, and he was totally fine running
out. So if this guy would have kept his mouth shut, a lot of lives would have been saved.
Laotians must have a huge tolerance.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
This guy didn't keep his mouth shut, though.
To the killer.
Well, wait, isn't this guy got busted for molesting?
Yeah, he told his parents. His parents.
I mean, if he hadn't squawked, who knows?
Oh, he would have killed.
Dahmer might have just,
yeah, you're right.
Just gotten it on with some of these people.
He's a hero.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know you're supposed to tell, but just saying, if he hadn't told, maybe Dahmer wouldn't have killed so many people.
He also avoided killing somebody back when he was in Ohio living by himself. There was a studly gentleman that would run by his house every day.
Yeah.
And Dahmer became obsessed with him and just had to have him. So he devised what do you think his plan was to get this guy?
This is before
he killed
him. Ask
anybody.
Him if he needs something to drink.
No, he's going to hit him in the head with a baseball bat and incapacitate him.
While he was running by?
Yeah, that was his big plan. He didn't have the panache back then.
Damn. Well, how did he get the guy in his place?
I'm trying to cue up what exactly happened.
Is there any evidence of the early Dahmer panache?
A little bit.
Did you watch this, Brandon?
No, I didn't see it, but I want to.
How's your week off?
This show's really
from what I've seen already, I'm dying to see this.
No, I thought the interview that you guys had was really good, and so I was interested in this. I don't know. I kind of like watching these types
of
shows.
Oh, these shows. The murder made me famous.
Investigation ID is really addictive.
All right, here you go.
Relax upon his person as he wished to.
But the jogger doesn't run by that day.
Look how bummed
so
out Dahmer is.
Plan is thwarted. For reasons
Slams
unknown,
a bat down.
He never attempts to attack the jogger
See?
Again.
That what? Jogger could be dead today.
To squelch his desires, Dahmer allegedly begins numbing himself.
He's pretty
with
witty,
liquor,
by the way,
he
Dom.
Into school.
Here's evidence
Dahmer
of early
was
panache.
Actually very clever in his use of alcohol as a coping mechanism. I think the alcohol also lets you know the degree to which he was in pain and struggling, and the simplest
He's
way
got
to
a briefcase
deal with
on
the
his
world
desk
was to go numb
with a flask in it.
What are you doing? It's 8:30.
It's my medicine.
He drank, and his fellow students often...
It's my medicine. It was his medicine.
Like that chick was going to speak up.
What are you doing?
Jeffrey, it's my medicine.
He had his hair parted in the middle for a while.
Oh, you're starting to dig, Dom.
He was more fashion-oriented than I thought.
I couldn't believe that at his age, he was walking around in public with his hair parted down the middle.
So wait, I thought you said he killed somebody in the apartment, the jogger.
He did. That was after that. Once his parents got divorced, they just kind of left him behind.
That's the guy, his parents' house.
Yeah, and that's the guy he beat off on.
Gross.
And then he cuts that guy up, puts him in a trash bag, and drives. He's going to throw him in the dump, and he gets pulled over for a traffic violation.
What?
Yeah, and then they let him go. And so he decides to bury that guy on the property.
Again, the Dahmer panache. Yeah. Talks a cop out of.
Oh, this is a good thing.
Freak out at all.
Here's one more clip. I'm sorry. I don't mean to show you the whole show.
He dismembers it. He keeps the skull and genitalia, mummifying them in acetone and stowing them safely away in a box. Or so he thinks. While visiting Jeffrey at his grandmother's house, Lionel Dahmer finds the suspicious locked box.
What?
And confronts his son.
I found this locked box.
Pause for a second.
And I would like for you to open.
Jeffrey, what are you doing with a penis and a skull?
He can't open it. He just found the box.
Oh, okay.
Good for you and your father.
Let's see how his panache is with Lionel Dahmer.
My father says everything's negotiable.
How do you think he obviously gets out of it, so how do you think he gets out of it?
He's going to say he doesn't know how to open it, or he doesn't have the key or something.
Not quite.
Not the combination?
Not quite.
No, it's a bunch of Playboys.
That's what his dad thinks it is.
And stowing them safely away in a box, or so he thinks. While visiting Jeffrey and his grandmother's house, Lionel Dahmer finds the suspicious locked box and confronts his son.
I found this locked box, and I would like for you to open it.
Come on, Dad. Can I have anything that's private?
Jeff, you know your grandmother doesn't want pornographic material in the house, so I would like for you to open it right now.
Dad, come on. Not right now.
Jeff. If you do not open this box up, I'm going to take it down to the basement and get a screwdriver.
I'm sorry.
Please open it.
I have to go to work. Can we just open it up tomorrow morning and I'll show you?
Oh, what's in the box?
Okay.
Here's the Donald Panache.
This box opened up.
First thing.
Tomorrow.
He's too busy to open it.
It was a quick one. Yeah, Fox, somebody has the same Dahmer panache in their jeans.
There's a big question mark I had, though, here. So he takes the box to the chocolate company.
Jeffrey takes the box containing the grisly trophies to work and keeps it in his locker at the chocolate factory.
At this point, Jeffrey Dahmer has been caught and let go, and caught and let go. And no one even knows that he's a murderer.
He works at a chocolate factory.
So if he's not going to be held accountable for
crimes, why not get a job at Hallmark while you're at it?
Why would he stop?
In May, Dahmer is sentenced in the molestation case.
Okay, so May he's sentenced. He can't work anymore. What happened to the box? What did he do with that mummified penis and skull?
Do they never go back to it?
No, yeah, I don't know what happens to the box. Did someone have to clean out his locker?
Preserved in acetone. We know they're preserved wherever they are.
Probably ate them.
How do you know how to preserve an acetone, by the way?
I don't know. He's pretty smart.
No internet, then.
He's a pretty smart guy.
These people are blowing him.
When he picked that apartment, too, it was pretty brilliant, the place he picked. Because he knew it was in a poor area near the gay area. So yeah. Nobody would care if Laotians and black people were disappearing left and right.
With holes drilled in their heads.
He did kill a shitload of people.
How many did he kill? I'm trying to remember how many he killed.
Oh, boy. I think they had him up to 17 or 18.
That we know
of. Just in the apartment.
Who knows how many he hid from Lionel Dahmer and everybody else?
Lionel Dahmer. It's officially 17.
17.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't really. I mean,
almost. That's almost exactly half Gacy. I think Gacy was 33.
Oh, speaking of Gacy, so of course, Reels.
Hey, what's the guy in Ann Arbor that Gacy's buddy? It was contacting
Jason Moss.
Jason Moss. Do we have Jason Moss's audio?
Any of that? Oh, yeah.
Because we don't have the Gacy calls anymore. God, we need to get those. We've got to find those.
But during this show, you know, they promote all their other shows, and one is like, America's Worst Murderers, and it's John Wayne Gacy was on the next night.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big picture of John smiling. like, watch my show.
Well, usually they like him in his clown outfit. Smiling.
It's a story
and
about
then
a
he started coming on to me.
It's a promo of a mass murder, and he's got a big, goofy smile on his face.
Oh, well.
Get on your knees and get on it.
He did bring a lot of joy to people when he dressed up as a clown. He did.
It's not a love affair. The object is that you're both getting your rocks off.
Was it a zero-sum game for everybody he killed? He brought joy to someone else?
I don't know. I don't know if it's zero-sum.
Why do you like going down on me?
Oh, boy. All right.
You know how the subject would guide.
What happened to his Monday Night Football buddy who was so bummed his wife was pregnant, so he's blowing Gacy.
Oh, well, no, that guy that took that story to his grave.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. I wonder if that was, what if that was Clive Davis?
Nope, too early. Doesn't match up.
That's true. No, you're right. Timeline doesn't work. Clive's in the clear.
Although maybe, no, because he was with his wife.
Yeah, so maybe he had some early experimentation. Gacy was swinging. Gacy was a swinging. I know, isn't that weird that Gacy and his wife were swinging in the mid-60s?
Not a good argument for the swinging community. John Wayne Gacy was one of your swingers.
Amen.
Hey, total shift here. I need to tell you about Hootmaker and Ernie Starlinkin and about my MKZ. That's where I got mine. It's a great time right now to buy or lease a Lincoln during Lincoln's summer sales event. If you're coming off a Ford or a Lincoln lease, you can save up to $5,000.
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
Even if you're on an A or X plan, conquest or renewal buyer, there's great savings on reserve package cars featuring great options like blind spot monitoring or navigation. And as for the Lincoln Navigator, a J.D. Power study calls it, quote, the most appealing vehicle of 2018 and with the highest score in the last 6 years. Drew and Mike listeners just need to call Jimmy D for all the particulars. He knows every car on the lot, and he can break it all down for you, tell you what's going fast, or how he can line up the perfect MKD sedan or MKX SUV just for you. Call Jimmy, 855-567-STAR, or email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Lincoln is the star among American luxury cars, and that's why Hoot gave the dealership that name. Star's been Detroit's premier Lincoln dealership since Hoot opened it 50 years ago. I love my MKZ. You'll feel the same way. Call Jimmy D and get on our team.
Rich is Rick's going to go to Star Lincoln.
I think he's Rick's
a smart guy, that Rick.
Is Righteous Rick coming to Mesa?
I think he is.
Good.
I got to text him, but I'm pretty sure he is.
Righteous Rick versus Rectal Randy.
Thank God Trudy left a zip fizz. I just had a zip fizz to fire myself up. Brandon, there was a lot of strange discussion about your trip.
Yeah, I heard that.
Because it looked like Kristen had aged at some outrageous pace because of a picture you sent.
Yeah, no, that was just me taking a picture of her in front of the falls and then some foreign lady she didn't speak English, so.
What'd she speak?
I don't know.
Well, you texted the picture of the old lady, and you said you were taking pictures of Kristen, and so I thought it was Kristen. And I was like, wow, Kristen, pregnancy is killing her.
You could see her in the background a little bit.
I did.
Those were some close-ups of that lady's face. And I saw that you put them on the website, too.
Yeah. If you want to see it, it's on.
That's funny.
What day was that, Thursdays? Did you go just to Niagara, or did you go anywhere else?
No. We went to Niagara first, but we only stayed there at night, and then we shot over to Toronto.
That's right. Tell the exciting thing you and Kristen did. Tell Drew the exciting thing you guys did.
Well, which one? There were so many.
One thing you and I were talking about before the show.
Oh, okay.
That she was so thrilled by, which why wouldn't she be?
We did go to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto.
Oh.
I enjoyed it.
Ooh. I just have a vision of a pregnant woman just sighing sitting on a bench somewhere.
She was Snapchatting and taking pictures and using the emoji with the sleeping emoji.
Now, Drew, if you were Kristen, what would make that worse, that trip, like that visit to the Hockey Hall of Fame, which, by the way, is a really cool Hall of Fame, one of the better ones.
Maybe Brandon got really into some interactive element there or something. Like, do they have something where you can shoot on goal? I think
they do. They have the ones where you shoot on the goal, and then the ones where you're the goalie.
And you had to do that.
She really wanted me to do it, but I didn't actually.
No, but what did you do?
We played NHL 18 or NHL 19, the video game. Up there.
You and Kristen played.
Yeah. We played.
How'd Kristen do?
I beat her ass.
The Hockey Hall of Fame.
I tried to make it a lot about the Red Wings because otherwise she didn't really care about anything.
Oh, so. As if it isn't about you at that point.
I'm pointing out every single one of the Red Wings.
What did Kristen get to do on this trip?
Well, I don't know. We got to do a lot of shit. We saw the falls, which was fun. We did some of the touristy things there. We went to the casino in Niagara, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doubled your paycheck?
No. But, you know, she likes the Canadian casinos because there's no smoking in there.
Oh, huh.
So she was,
there's floors in the casinos here where you can't smoke, I think.
There are.
I haven't been to the casinos here in a long time.
There are, but it's all slots. I don't think there's any tables.
Oh, yeah, that might be true.
Or at least in MGM.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoking gamblers. Yeah. You know, in the St. Louis casino, you could smoke anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it was really kind of weird walking in there. It's like, wow, I feel like I'm in Time Warp or something.
Remember, Maz City always made his table a non-smoking table.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think he told people
it's
who sat down?
It's interesting that he was able to legislate that at his own table.
No, you're not allowed to smoke.
Well, they had those signs. They do have non-smoking tables. That's it? That's all she got to do?
No, you know, when we were in Toronto, we got to, you know, we went to a lot of really nice restaurants. We stopped at some of the touristy stuff there, went to the aquarium, and we were right next to the CN Tower. That's where we stayed. Got really hooked up on the hotel room. It was only $100 a night. It was the nicest place. But that's
Toronto's a fun place to go.
I love Toronto.
Yeah, I had a really good time there.
Were the Blue Jays in town?
You know, the Blue Jays were actually, excuse me, they played on Wednesday, a day game, right when we had gotten into Toronto. And so the traffic was insane.
Ugh.
I couldn't believe the immense size of Toronto.
I'm trying to remember, are the Blue Jays in the race?
No.
I don't think so, no. You're terrible.
No.
You're saying there was a big crowd from the Blue Jays game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a big crowd. And right downtown, right next to where, you know, the Blue Jays, is
I guess when it spills out, it's right in town.
Yeah, Rogers Stadium is right next to the CN Tower.
Rogers Center, yeah.
Which is right next to where we stayed, the Marriott.
Did you go to where they filmed Tommy Boy?
No, you know what? I didn't know that at all. Oh, shit.
There's a touristy place, and they do a lot of movies there.
But there was some movie that was holding up traffic that day as well. The traffic when we got in there was a damn nightmare, and it's, I don't know, some Canadian movie with that kid from Star Wars.
Cool.
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything here. Nothing.
And happened. Emma Roberts.
You should have gone to Burning Man. Burning Man's going on right now, Drew.
Yeah, I was reading the story about 7 Burning Man employees committing suicide.
What?
In the last 5 years, I think. It was the weirdest story, too, because Burning Man's going on now?
I think it started this weekend. The only thing I saw about it was that the Orgy Dome is no longer there because of Me Too.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Since when did Burning Man get a conscience?
Well, Burning Man apparently has no conscience about how they treat employees. If you complain, they just blow you out. And so all these people who work for Burning Man said they treat you like shit. They pay poorly. They demand all this volunteer work.
I know. I'm shocked.
The executives make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, we talked about that. I'm surprised how much money.
Revenue there is in that stupid thing. Well, it's actually, I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's become so gigantic. It involves so much money. I knew someone was making a ton of money, but it's funny how even something like Burning Man becomes a business, and there's people at the top who are really greedy, who are like, nah, I want all the money, and fuck you. You should love Burning Man and do it because you love Burning Man, and you should do it cheap. And then people complain a little bit, and they just blow them out. And speaking of blown out, the story we covered where the guy was holding the baby almost as a human shield, and he refused to put the baby down, they actually disciplined the Westland police officer.
They did?
Yeah, they suspended him for 30 days.
Which one?
I guess the one that did the tasing. The police chief himself, let's see, for what the police chief called a questionable decision. Questionable. He wouldn't identify the officer involved. The baby was not hurt. The incident has been seen thousands of times on social media sites, made national headlines. Was it really national headlines?
No.
Police said the baby was taken from the man just after the take. No, he refused to give the baby. They begged him to put the baby down. I think he was keeping the baby almost as, well, it was, he was acting like, yeah, I thought it was, because he wouldn't give the baby up. The wife was yelling at him, don't you get arrested again.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
That's exactly what I thought. And the guy was pissed when they told him to put the baby down. You don't tell me what to do with my baby. That's my baby. Give me that baby back. And he took the baby back.
Yeah.
And insisted on holding it, which was obviously not in the baby's best interest. Police said the baby was taken from the man just after the taser was applied directly to his body. The video shows a woman grabbing the baby as the sound made by the taser begins. He said Brown's arrest was appropriate and was in line with the laws and ordinances of the city of Westland, that using a taser would have been appropriate as well. However, I feel the use of the taser at that time while he was holding the child was a questionable decision. We're all thankful the child was not injured. He would not put the baby down.
Okay, sure. It's a questionable decision, but don't they have to make questionable decisions all the time?
Yeah.
Isn't that part of being an
officer? I guess they could have waited a little longer, or they could have... The thing was, it was like, it looked to me like, okay, they're going to have to wrestle the baby away from this guy in order to arrest him, because he's not giving up the baby. But it was interesting, then the woman holding the baby in the cop's face going, look what she did to my baby!
Honestly, I think that's worse than him holding the baby.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
Using it as a shield.
No, it's not like those parents showed they were really worried about the baby. I thought the police were more worried about the baby than they were. But
why is that baby up so late?
I don't know.
It's dark out. That baby should be in its crib.
Crazy.
What a bed baby.
Fucking crazy. Oh, boy. So, I'm going through just the usual crap today, and I noticed that there's this picture. Did you see a picture of Cardi being nude?
No. Yeah. I don't want to see a picture of Cardi being nude.
I have to say, the standard for stars being nude or close to it is so low now because this was...
Why is she nude?
She's nude because she's showing off her post-baby body. But
oh, okay.
I would say more like she was showing her post-baby body because
oh, really?
Showing off would imply that her body looked great. She looked, her ass
is
looked gigantic.
It's this one right here.
She does have a gigantic ass.
Yeah, her ass is huge. Her legs are huge. Her ass and thighs. And she's tattooed covering her entire thigh and ass. And I just see this giant green blob.
Now, that actually is green.
It's a green blob. It's a light green blob. Usually I see a dark green blob. I see a light green blob.
A peahen? Is that what that is?
Is that what that is?
And her boobs look so incredibly fake.
You know she used to be a stripper, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, she drives me nuts. Her background story is kind of interesting.
Well, it's kind of interesting, but I just don't... I don't know. I don't think of her as being having a great body.
And why are you taking care of your kid?
Yeah, why are you nude instead of looking after your kid? With green blobs all over you?
Speaking of green blobs, did you see the video of Janelle from Teen Mom?
No.
She is packing on the pounds, but she did that Shiggy dance and almost got hit by a car. And she's got a giant green blob on her leg as
well. I'm sure it would have been someone else's fault if she'd been hit by a car.
Brandon, will you pull up Janelle? What's her last name now? She changes it as often as Omarosa does.
If you just say Janelle Teen Mom.
Janelle Manigault Stalwart Newman.
Isn't it just Janelle Evans?
I don't know. Go to her Instagram.
Okay.
Janelle Eason is her name now.
Ah.
And it should be the newest video that's on there. Yeah.
Is David kicked off the show? He went on a homophobic rant.
Look at that green blob on her leg.
Oh,
look how big she's gotten.
Yeah, she's gotten fat. Kiki,
do you love me? And you can't dance either. Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you
and I need you. Now I'm down for you. Always KB. Oh my god, she's such a dope.
She is. This is the definition of dope. Here comes the car. Whoa! Asshole.
The car had to get in the other lane.
She put up there, my turn, showing the kids their mom still has dance moves. Car was parked and we were on the side of the road. Because she knew people would shit all over
it. I cannot believe after she chased that car that she said was tailgating her and pulled a gun on the guy that she was not charged. It's like, what? That was such a no more guns for you. Her fucking kid is sitting next to her.
Wait, go back to that. This guy. It's her a video of her swinging on in a bikini. And one of the comments on the
bikini.
Site is, she's young and looks great. Just because she is a mom, she can't wear the bathing suit. There's nothing wrong with what she's wearing. Being a hater.
I see green blobs, multiple green blobs.
Why is there a defender of Janelle on her Instagram?
Did someone criticize her?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd the criticizer say?
Fan Daunt is the one that criticized her.
What'd they say?
You know, the way that Instagram does it, I can't find it.
Moms can have green blobs.
Where's your kid while you're swinging?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are, Cardi B?
Well, speaking of Janelle, her ex, Kifa, he got busted running a meth lab.
That's right.
He just got caught.
He got sentenced, I think.
Oh, it was sentenced? Okay.
Yeah, he's going away for a while, which is,
too bad.
He get a job, Kiefer, though, when he gets out.
Kiefer wasn't that bad a guy. He was all criminal, though. He was up to no good all the time.
Kiefer wasn't. What's your boyfriend?
Kiefer. For her, he was a pretty good guy, actually. He didn't beat her up.
I guess. What a low standard.
So, well, I know. Well, she does not pick the best guys.
I was looking at her Instagram, too. Like, every other one is an ad. For something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that's how she's making her money, that and MTV.
I know. It's so obnoxious that dope makes a ton of money. By the way, as I was
all because she fucks.
When I was when she was 16, yeah, she fucked an idiot who, by the way, is completely out of the child's life.
He's the luckiest guy in that atmosphere.
That's true. Although he started saying it wasn't his like 3 years after the kid was born, and they forced him to take a DNA test, and they said, yeah, the kid's yours now. Get out of his life. Go ahead. And he did. I don't even know why they did the DNA test, because they never got anything out of him.
He's a model.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because he Wait, did he get his hand injured or something and claimed he was suing because he lost all this modeling money?
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah, boy.
She knows how to pick him.
So I'm looking at the Cardi B green blobs, and then I notice, wait, there's a picture of someone else with green blobs, and it was Justin Bieber, shirtless, and he's got that mustache that's like Prince's except less hair. He has the worst mustache.
What, like Dark Gable?
No, it's just like he doesn't have enough hair to grow a good mustache, but he's just on having one.
How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
He looks like a 13-year-old that can't quite grow a mustache growing a mustache.
That guy's got a stash you wouldn't believe.
And he is Green Blob City. I mean, seriously, he's in Daily Mail. There's tons of green blobs on him. He's all green blobs.
I want to see. Is he still crying?
No, he wasn't crying. He was actually, he was talking to some girl at a soccer game who's not his fiance. I know. And then I moved down and there's Mel B, who's also got, she's got a green blob.
She's going to a rehab.
On her back. She's going to a rehab for sex addiction and alcohol addiction.
Nice.
And she says she's been diagnosed with PTSD.
From
her
what?
Divorce gave her PTSD.
Oh, not the Spice Girls?
No.
How come she's not being praised?
For having PTSD?
Well, yeah, and she's going to rehab for sex addiction and alcohol.
No, she should be. She should be praised like everyone else, I guess, right?
Why not?
It's funny that if you go to rehab, you get more praise than if you don't go to rehab. Shouldn't people be praised for not going to rehab?
Yes.
If you're going to praise people that go to rehab?
Because once again, Demi Lovato's being praised for doing too many drugs.
Oh, and Mel B, did you see Mel B's tattoo?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid. It's like giant block letters, something about love me. It's so stupid.
She knows how to she knows how to pick men, too.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Belafonte. Great guy.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. She got a matching tattoo with her hairstylist.
And oh, who does it?
What does it say? It's really dumb. It's in block
print.
It's
like a scar. Like going up the side, her side there?
It's on her arm or her leg. It says something.
It's because the one you're thinking of, she had this like this sentence written down.
Yeah, yeah. What does it say?
Well, she got part of it cut out. That's why it's a scar.
Oh, what a moron.
Yeah, look. She cut her ex-husband's name out of her. Instead of getting it like lasered
off.
Wait,
but she got a new one, though, on her, I think it's on her arm. And
it's a blob.
She and her hairdresser got a new one.
See it.
This is the dragon on her back.
Yeah, it's
this
the green blob on her back.
Cool.
There's a green blob on her arm.
Yeah, it looks like some kind of a bird.
It's just a green blob.
Oh, my gosh. I hope she meets somebody named Steven and spells it the same way.
Let me find it.
It's a little premature.
It's a Daily Mail story. It's so dumb, I have to find it.
I mean, why cut his name out of that tattoo? You can meet somebody named Steven. She still looks pretty. Look at that turd. Oh, that guy's such an asshole.
After incredibly difficult 6 months.
Mobile police present after Mel B brawl. Click on that one, Brandon.
Is that new? New story?
2 hours ago. Wow.
What?
Daily Mail just churns them out.
They do. It's a great magazine. Great newspaper.
Oh, shit.
They're a little misleading.
What has she got in a brawl just now?
I guess.
I have no idea where Mel B fits into that.
Was she in the brawl?
Oh, Mel B for Melbourne.
Oh.
They didn't finish writing Bourne.
That reminds me, before I get to the Mel B story, did you see that...
Here you go. Here's your tattoo.
Love me or leave me alone?
Yeah. Just in block letters on her arm, or is that her leg? That's her, one appendage of hers and one of her hairdressers, I think.
Love me or leave me alone.
Cool. Yeah, great.
Is that the dumbest tattoo? What the fuck? So that's for one person? She got tattooed for one person.
I suppose.
The person that she's with.
Couldn't you just say that to him?
Don't love her, just leave her alone, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, so the people should leave her alone, too. I guess it's to everybody.
Heed her advice.
Sort of. Do you happen to see the brawl, this guy that Kourtney Kardashian was dating, Eunice? I don't know, is he a rapper or something?
Eunice?
Just beat the fuck out of this guy at a Los Angeles club with Drake and somebody else were just standing there watching. Which is interesting. There seems to be very little judgment for them watching this guy beat the living shit out of this guy. And I think their bodyguard beat him up, too. Or they're not sure if it's Drake's bodyguard or the other guy's bodyguard.
Is it a nasty brawl?
Oh, my God. Yeah, TMZ had it on Friday. This guy pounded the shit out of this guy.
As if Drake was going to get in the fight.
No, he's just watching. He's just enjoying the. He's just enjoying watching this guy beat the fuck out of this other guy. And then his body, or I don't know if it's his bodyguard or the other guy's bodyguard, jumps in and throws a few punches too.
Regarding jumping in, did you see that legitimate news story where the cops are trying to apprehend a guy? And of course, I think it's Florida again. And they're going, help us. They wanted help apprehending the guy.
Oh, yeah, and the woman was filming it.
A security guard.
Yeah, to help the person that the cop was arresting, who was trying to take the cop's gun, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was sitting there filming.
Yeah, because she wanted, in case the cop shouldn't be tackling this person that's trying to take the cop's gun away, I guess.
And she's got a security guard uniform on. Is there part of an oath about being a security guard?
I don't know. I don't think she's much of a security guard, if you ask me.
But yeah,
but then again, wouldn't it be nice to have be a cop and have people just constantly filming you, looking for you to fuck up?
She got blown out, but
when people are fighting with you,
yeah.
It seems to me that the natural.
Although with their luck, they would have asked for help. She would have jumped in, grabbed the gun, and shot the guy, and then they would be in deep shit for letting a security guard help out.
That was wild. He was asking for help. There was one person.
I know. They just needed one person to help.
Well, there was one person that was helping, but he was yelling at the other people saying, stop filming and help me.
You would think if you had a uniform on that maybe you would do the good Samaritan thing.
I think what the cop had the same
idea. I got to say, would you do it?
Help the cop?
Would you be a little weary about it or no?
If I saw a cop was about to get killed by some guy who was about to steal his gun, I would certainly want to help him.
If he's about to get killed, yeah. Was he?
The guy was trying to take his gun. The guy was grabbing his gun. The cop was fighting to keep his hand off his gun.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty serious. Although he did get the guy under control.
There were a bunch of other people just standing around.
Yeah, I mean, when you got
she was about a foot away.
With a group of people, it seems like there ought to be some effort to help somebody. There was a guy who was a hero because two guys were beating the shit out of this cop on the side of the road. This guy got out of his car and pummeled them both.
That was great.
I just saw possibly what I would define as, this is so not news. I can't even put a number on how much this is not news. Macaulay Culkin gets birthday wishes from goddaughter Paris Jackson.
Oh, they're tight, man.
Yeah, they're really close.
Oh, God.
So she obviously sent that to TMZ?
So Paris Jackson sent birthday... Wait, no, she got birthday wishes from Macaulay Culkin, and that's news.
Yeah. Wait, she got them or she gave them?
She got them. She got birthday wishes from her godfather, Macaulay Culkin.
So wait, it's her birthday?
Apparently, yeah, I'm sure. That should be the headline, that's Paris Jackson's birthday.
Kieran Culkin would sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin's on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon. You know, we have the footage. I have all the footage.
Is that right, Michael?
I was just hoping it was his birthday.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Because, his birthday is today. He's 38 years old.
Well, maybe it was for him.
Yeah.
Well, in that case,
happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Good luck. Hey, did you see the Aaron Hernandez story? Because all these things are coming out in drips from Baez's book.
Wait, that he's gay?
No, that was last week's story. So to keep it in the news, there's a news story that Wetzel wrote about. And I thought we had heard this, but he's really got all the details now. Aaron Hernandez did sell his jersey number to Ocho Cinco so he could have cash for a drug deal. In 2011, Hernandez sold his jersey to
Ocho Cinco was on the Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He then used the money, $50,000, to float a wholesale drug purchase, which netted him $70,000 in profits. That's pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good return.
Did Ocho Cinco know what the deal was about?
I don't think so. Baez said Hernandez had a little money early in his football player's pro career, despite being a first-round talent during his time at University of Florida.
It was a fourth-round pick, though, because he was
an asshole. He had a base salary of $320,000, so it's kind of insulting to say that that's very little money.
Well, after taxes, it's like $180,000
or
$190,000.
So. Come on, that's still a lot less. It's insulting as shit, though.
Well, $50,000 drug deal. A lot of people that make $190,000 don't have $50,000.
Plus, he had signing and roster bonuses of $276,000.
Well, he's got a lot of friends, a lot of family.
He writes, "It's great money for the average American, especially a 21-year-old. But with agent fees, training costs, and taxes, not to mention a large lifestyle, Hernandez complained that he was often broke as shit." According to Baez, "I can't tell you how many times I've gone out to eat and drink with teammates, and I didn't have the money to cover the bill." Why did he have to cover it? Or what are you ordering?
We got a $40 million 5-year deal.
And then
before he killed people.
Baez writes, there's a common problem with young athletes that he's represented. Did Jose Baez represent a lot of athletes? Because he says many athletes turn to the drug trade by floating money to dealers. Did you think that was that common?
I did not.
I don't either. I don't know if I believe that. I think he's trying to make excuses still for Aaron Hernandez and death.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Hernandez didn't have the money to float a drug dealer until after his rookie season when the Patriots acquired Ocho Cinco in a trade. Aaron figured Ocho Cinco might want to wear number 85 with the Patriots, so he approached him and offered to sell the number for $75,000. Mr. Cinco balked at the price and countered with $50,000.
Mr. Cinco?
That's what he writes, yeah. Aaron accepted, gave him the number, went back to number 81 that he had in college. Aaron took the money and floated it to his cousin's husband, T.L. Singleton, who gave Aaron back $120,000.
Can't help but wonder if maybe at some point Ocho Cinco might wish he had that $50,000. Which would probably be worth $100,000 by now.
I've always liked him, man.
Oh, I do too.
It's a bad rap.
It's just funny how, you know, like this 18-year-old who crashes McLaren.
Yeah.
You know, a guy's making money as a gamer on YouTube. And what does he do? He buys a $200,000 car. Not a great idea.
Ocho Cinco could probably be on Cameo by now.
And I was reading about some football player who I think has concussion issues now who bought a Maybach.
And is he living in it?
He was in the maybe. He was in the league like 2 years, buys a Maybach. I mean,
what?
Why? Their careers are so short because it's a status thing. It's sort of like why did Ray Lewis buy Twitter followers? I mean
it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Oh, there's the Florida mass shooting story. Should we watch this?
Yeah. Oh, this reminds me of, speaking of Ocho Cinco.
Why is Savannah Guthrie doing the Sunday news? She's on tomorrow morning.
Well, she had to run in for this big story. Ocho Cinco, do you know he would go to people's homes that talk shit on Twitter and play them in Madden and other video games?
Really?
He would just, if they were talking shit to him, he'd show up at their house and play them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, he's a...
No, I thought he was funny as hell. I really did.
The latest American city to suffer a mass casualty shooting. It happened at a gaming competition this afternoon in a pizza restaurant along the city's waterfront. Police say multiple people were killed and the suspect is dead.
Yeah.
Tonight, the question, once again, why? And we warn you, the audio you're about to hear, it remains unconfirmed, but is believed to be from the moment the shooting unfolded.
Thanks for the podcast,
and you may
Savannah.
Find it disturbing. NBC's Maya Rodriguez starts us off.
Got a lot of good games going on.
The shooting unfolded during a purported live stream of the video game tournament.
Excuse me, not an easy out.
Capturing the horrifying moment the gunfire erupted. Playing out in dramatic audio. Shots ringing out, accompanied by the sound of yelling. And people running for their lives. The sheriff's office says the lone suspect is dead.
We have one suspect in this case. He is deceased at the scene at this point. He is a white male, and we are still working to confirm his identity.
Authorities say it happened at the Jacksonville Landing, a collection of busy shops and restaurants along the St. John's River in downtown Jacksonville.
We have deceased victims at the scene. We also have injured people at the hospital.
Witnesses describe a frantic and chaotic scene.
We were actually on the inside. I looked through the door where the entryway to where you get inside, and I just see people running, so I immediately turned to her and told her to run.
As law enforcement descended on the scene, deputies warned people to stay away. They went floor by floor sweeping the building, looking for anyone who may have hid during the shooting.
I seen somebody on the ground. I seen a body on the ground. I seen a kid with blood all over him. I seen people with blood on their shoes, everything.
No motive yet for what happened as the investigation continues.
That's it.
The sheriff's office says they are still working
to confirm
the identity.
That's your whole report?
Identity?
Along with exactly how many people were killed and injured. They say they plan to release more information later on tonight.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
Terrible report.
What if Savannah said, did you notice that both teams were the Falcons? Isn't that weird? In our next story.
She should have.
It would be cool.
She cared about reporting.
It does look weird
dumb.
On the screen. Yeah, it looks bizarre.
It looks really stupid.
My game is off. Ha ha.
You know, every time this comes up, when some young person decides to shoot large amounts of people, which happens, I mean, used to never happen. I mean, honestly, never used to happen. All of a sudden, was it in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
The 90s, it starts happening in school after school after school after school. And then we've seen it happen multiple other times. And I feel like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of information on what drives a young person who seems otherwise...
Toxic masculinity. We're going to hear that a lot with this. And do you think the NFL's kind of bummed that, oh, man, it's the Madden game?
Maybe, yeah.
EA Sports already put out a statement of thoughts and prayers.
Which is kind of silly they would have to do that, but...
They have to.
I guess.
I don't know why they have to. I'm sure it doesn't mean shit to anybody that's killed.
I don't know. I just feel families. Like there's... that we, even though I'm not sure it would stop anyone from doing it, I feel like... Wouldn't it be nice to understand why... What connects all these people? There's got to be something connecting. I'm not saying they're part of a group. They're just... Something going on with them that makes them do this. It's just such a strange...
Well,
you know, I mean, it's horrible beyond belief, but it just seems like we just sort of accept it like, oh, another mass shooting.
I think a lot of people are looking for one thing being the reason. It's not.
Well, no, it's not just one thing. And there,
look at Dahmer. It wasn't even one thing with Dahmer. It was like eight things that built him into that. It's not just one thing.
I don't even think there's something that you can, I think I identify a future teen shooter here. It's not even that. It just seems like, and there has been that one South Carolina shooter. I know in that story they wrote a lot about how these kids typically do idolize the previous shooters. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, it's weird how the internet connects all these fucking people. It's so strange and terrible. And
it's funny you bring that up. There was a report recently that a bunch of nerd economists did about the explosion of violence in the 90s. Remember, mm-hmm. There's just a massive explosion in it. And they attribute it, a lot of people used to think it was because of the crack epidemic, but now it's really being attributed to cheaper and more guns priced at less than $100, because that was when they peaked in 93. They made like 1.2 million firearms. That's just an economist report. But now the all-time peak has hit 11 million in 2016. There's just there's a lot of guns out there. I don't.
Wait, 11 million guns sold in 11
weapons,
16?
Yeah. Yeah, produced.
There's almost 400 million guns in America. I don't care what gun law you pass. It's not going to change things much.
And nor, well,
the guns are out there. They're out there, and they're not going to go away. People aren't going to just turn them in.
Yeah, but maybe if we knew where they were.
No, I agree.
And you had to be licensed to use
them? There's certainly a couple failures in there. But one of the biggest failures is that the gun laws aren't enforced. The ones that exist are not enforced. And we find it time and time again.
Cars used to be vicious death traps, and they changed them, and they're a hell of a lot safer now. There's ways to...
I tell you what, a little common sense would go a long way, like these fucking idiots who let this... Nicholas Cruz have a fucking gun. He's fucked up out of his mind.
Oh, he's 18. He wants a gun for his birthday.
Brandon, is that
he wants the key to his gun.
Is that the shooter?
We're just gonna keep the key, and he has to ask us.
No, don't worry if he copies the key and holds loaded guns to people's heads, and you have to call 911 5,000 times.
No, he wants a gun, so he gets one.
Yeah, you might want to err on the side of safety, but whatever.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, there's been three names like ever since this broke. The one that you and I were originally looking at, the account got suspended, so we were like, oh, maybe it is him. But but then since then, there's been this one dude. His name is David Katz. Goes by Ravens Champ or something like that.
Stupid name.
But he's the one that keeps popping up online. But who knows if it's even true? Because we've seen this
before. I don't play that game.
Where you have, you know, the Twitter detectives trying to figure out who it is, and you have this suspect for hours, and then it turns out it's somebody completely different. But this is the Inquisitor picked up, and they did say that it's this David Katz.
I have a really trite thought. Do you wonder, like, so he lost the game today, right?
Yes.
Do you wonder, like, did you have any interest in how that game went? Did you have a big lead and blow it?
Hail Mary?
Was it, yeah. Or did he just get his, hopefully he got his ass kicked and was bummed out the whole time. Do you have any interest in that, knowing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
That sounds like
it. I mean, as silly as it is,
I don't know, he's kinda,
it'll be interesting to read about.
He's a man of business. Yeah. He's not here for the experience and to go out, this, that, and the third. He's not here to make friends. He's all business.
I gotta tell you, if you were to show me that before, I would have gone, oh, that guy's gonna shoot someone.
I don't know. Rage quit. I'm joking. Mad at a video game in the, to the point where, don't get me wrong, when I was a kid, I got into a lot of fist fights over video games.
Did?
Oh, God, yeah. Me and my cousin.
How bad were you?
Oh, geez. I was normally winning, and he was bigger. So we'd get into little scraps about it.
Do you think this guy that he's playing against did what my brother did and just sat on the ball and ate up the clock most of the time?
Well, there's a baseball game I had, and if you didn't swing, you'd get a ball. And so I wouldn't swing at all. I'd walk all the time.
You'd walk?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a dick.
I think maybe there's just a little too much emphasis being placed on these games. And I'm not one of these square people that thinks
Well, it's Madden, though, man. Everyone loves Madden. Oh, has he broken his silence? Has John Madden made comment?
I doubt
about
it.
His name?
Hold on. I thought I saw something.
Oh, yeah. I think you have. Well, he made two comments when reached.
I hated to be so judgmental, but when you mentioned there was a new school shooting game, I thought, you know, that's just a little bit over the top. That's just a little much. Maybe for a 13-year-old mind to think that it's cool to win a school shooting game, that's just probably not a great idea. But they didn't they take that? Wasn't it?
Yeah, they took it
taken
down.
Down.
It never was up.
And by the way, Grand Theft Auto, I mean, even, you know, the number of 14-year-olds and 13-year-olds and 15-year-olds that play those games, it just seems like just kind of dumb. Just aren't there other ways to amuse yourself in a video game without killing police and killing, picking up whores and
Grand Theft Auto made me think of something. But first, here's Madden's comments. You got him, Brandon?
Yeah.
Wouldn't reach for comment about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully he wasn't
here's,
busy.
Here's the he made two comments to two different news sources.
Busy man.
The first one.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Oh, okay, he was reached again.
No, I'm still sleeping.
He went to bed after the meeting.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's too bad.
No, regarding Grand Theft Auto, it made me think of the video. Did you see the video of the kid that took the emergency vehicle and then the motorcycle hit it?
No. Did you see the car that skidded across the median and like flipped upside down?
Yes.
In the other car? Oh my God. What an asshole.
So see if you can find the video, Brandon. This and they have video, and this is why it was on the national news, was because they have video of the guy driving the motorcycle.
Oh.
But everybody's okay, but he slammed to the side of this emergency vehicle. And you're like, what is that emergency vehicle doing? It just basically rolled out of the firehouse and across the street. Guy ran into it, and it goes down a hill. It was a 13-year-old kid who, I guess, had some mental problems. He was autistic and something else and was going a little nuts. So the mom asked the fire, the police, the EMS to help her. And so as they're talking to him, he just runs and gets in the vehicle and takes off.
Oh.
Is this it?
Yeah, there's better video of it, but you can pretty much see what happens. Yeah,
he runs around the front, jumps up in the passenger.
There he goes. Is that him?
Yep. And you see the motorcycle hit him. And then the lights turn on as he goes.
He just drove right off the road.
Now, knowing they're all okay, it's kind of funny.
He drives out of the fire station, and there's... You can go to the right, you can go left, or you can drive into the woods. He drives straight into the woods.
When I was 13, I knew you had to turn the wheel if you want to go somewhere.
Of course, that's the fun of steering.
He didn't play enough Grand Theft Auto.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
How does he know to turn the lights on, too? Let me see if I can find it. I think ABC had it last night. But they have the video from the motorcycle.
Oh,
it's like, holy shit.
Oh, here it is. Here's the motorcycle.
Can you find a worse copy of it, though?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm trying. Doing my best. Oh, whoa!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, ooh, man.
It's okay. Oh, there was also a guy hanging on the door on the other side.
On the other side of the fire truck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he let go at the last second.
Oh, I'm sorry. The video from ABC News last night was the boat, the runaway boat that was just going in a circle.
Oh, I love those stories. Did somebody jump in it?
No, they
let it run out of gas.
They waited till it ran out of gas.
Oh, boring. Holy boring.
And
that's the pussy way of solving it.
Yeah.
Oh, boring. Boring.
I cannot
find
this
story.
That story, that's a guy who's going to commit suicide. So the Coors Light beer driver said, I'll give you a six pack. And so he didn't commit suicide.
So the guy got bombed together?
Yeah. They're best friends now.
Great.
One's black, one is
white. The worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere.
Here's the video. Here's video with good quality.
Sorry.
You see that moment there also on surveillance? The question tonight, why was a 13-year-old boy behind the wheel of that ambulance? Plus the new images tonight of the terrifying moments just before impact. ABC's Kenneth Moten with the latest.
Oh, God. It
happened just in seconds. Oh. That terrifying moment of impact caught on camera.
Yeah, the guy jumping off is one of the EMTs trying to get this 13-year-old to
stop. He sees a motorcycle coming.
A man on a motorcycle in Coventry, Rhode Island, riding nearly 50 miles per hour, slamming into a runaway ambulance.
We need help down here. We got a bad accident. It's Robin, our rescue.
Authorities say a 13-year-old boy with ADHD and autism was behind the wheel. Earlier, police picked up the teen
ADHD,
who got out of his
mother's
car
turn the wheel,
and
he?
Was walking alone on the road.
I would think
they
so.
Called down to the fire station, asked if they could stop by with him to evaluate him.
EMTs were trying to check the boy out at his nearby fire station when he unexpectedly jumped into the emergency vehicle and took off. The ambulance crashed into a patrol car. The motorcycle can be seen on a collision course.
Oh,
hanging from the passenger side of the ambulance,
a patrol car too.
24-year-old firefighter Scott Brown, who was trying to get into
Brownie's
the locked rig,
fell
off just before the crash. The ambulance landing in the woods as first responders rushed to help. Tom, incredibly,
right,
the boy,
I,
the
biker,
and the firefighter.
Just doesn't matter. But why did the lights come on when he went down? Did he have to turn them on, or does an EM?
Good question.
Does an emergency vehicle turn on like that when there's an accident?
I have a feeling it turned on automatically.
Yeah, there's. If the guy can't steer, how's he gonna know?
On the meat wagon. Wee-hoo.
Although maybe that's why he wasn't steering. He's too busy looking for the light button.
Yeah, I thought the same thing when you brought it up originally.
This story's so stupid, too.
The family
kidnap
folks.
Driving off in this truck after seemingly
people thought they saw
kidnapping several people, including children, from this Olympia, Washington park.
Oh.
There's something going on. I'm by the Capitol Lake. I don't know what's happening. People are screaming.
Right.
I see something. I don't know what it is.
That person calling 911 reporting seeing 5 to 6 men jump out of the bushes dressed in white plastic jumpsuits, grab and restrain 3 victims, one of which was believed to be a young girl.
That's serious stuff. We definitely take abductions seriously, especially when they involve the child.
State Patrol spending nearly 10 hours
good
desperately searching someone involved contacted investigators, admitting it was all staged, saying their idea was to play a prank on the youngest kids aged 11 and 15 years old by turning a scavenger hunt into an escape room-style kidnapping. The names of the people involved have not been released. Investigators say the family told them they thought the prank would be fun, and they didn't realize the serious implications.
You hear about the 5-year-old girl that said a big white man peed on her?
Oh, yeah.
Black girl. Hey. It was her girlfriend.
Yep.
Another 5-year-old. Was it 5-year-old?
Peter, by the way, just friend. Before the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call.
Al Michaels checking in.
Why was there so much fake shit going on?
I don't
right
know.
Now? What's going on right now,
it's crazy.
Man?
All right, should we get out of here?
Sure. Oh, no, we can't go until... I'm surprised you didn't bring that up right off the bat, or if you did not see
oh,
that
yeah,
story.
I did know the story. We can talk about this over the outro. Asia Argento, boy, she's really done a great job handling the story.
Yep.
She's definitely the right person to be the face of the Me Too movement.
It's over. Me Too's so done now.
The Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, shutting down there. Click the link to Hall Financial. If you want anything to do with a refi, take money out of your home, shorten the length of your loan, whatever you want to do. If it's a refi or mortgage, call Hall Financial. Just click the link on our website here, Drew and Mike Podcast. Is it DrewandMikeShow.com?
Either one.
Yeah, okay. Asia Argento sent unsolicited nudes to a recovering sex addict who, by the way, had a girlfriend, and she knew he had a girlfriend.
Did she know he's a recovering sex addict?
I don't know if she knew that. He implies she did. And then he also says that he said, you know what, I have a girlfriend, and I really don't want this coming up on my phone when I'm with my girlfriend. And she got all pissed off and said, I sent him to all my friends. God, what's the big deal?
Oh, okay,
like
he was
the dick. Yeah, she knows with my girlfriend. We're friends. She sends me this video with her tits out like, hey, Jeff, and I just thought, you can't send me that shit. So she was aware of his exclusive arrangement and pushed ahead all the same when it occurred he was coming off a divorce settlement with the father of her child.
Is that it, though, that she just sent that picture? I mean, it doesn't look good because she's her and the whole Me Too thing, but if she was just Asia Argento. I mean, yeah.
I said that she knew. She knew what his situation was, and she sent him. Sent him this. I don't know. Just. I guess. I think some people who know what she's about are.
Sounds like
her story that, oh, we just wanted this kid to shut up. So Anthony's got so much money, just send him a big fat check to help him. Come on, really? People don't do that. Nobody's that stupid. So, yeah, she thought she was going to squirrel her way out of this. It was interesting how some of her friends tried to defend her. Really?
Yeah.
They didn't fare too well.
Why bother?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Trudy's back tomorrow. And Joey will be on Facebook Live somewhere on the usual time. Brandon back from vacation.
Yes.
And
missed you guys.
Yeah, we have some exciting drops. Well, we missed Brandon. Inconvenience to some degree.
Would you rather be on vacation or here?
Vacation.
We're back at full strength. Leave it at that. See you tomorrow.
How was your vacation?